Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you!
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. The money was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing? Had to do some work. Didn't have time to do my research, but if you're listening to my voice, you know the name of the show. You know the title of the show. You do? Talking about a bad girl. Baddest girl in Canada. She is bad. Real bad. Bad girl. Naughty. Bad, bad, bad. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in the studio right now. Miss Bad Girl, Patricia over the line. Look at that. Naughty. Bad girl.
How am I bad?
How you doing? You are bad girl. You, in your heart, you're bad. In your mind, you're dirty. You're dirty bad.
I'm not bad.
You're not bad. You're just naughty. Don't hate me. Don't hate me because I'm naughty. John's going to write a diary, a book about you and your rendezvous being wicked. Patricia Overton, everybody. She's at the show, I guess. We're going to talk about a lot of things. You know, bad boys. Here we go. Speaking of bad boys, I'm a bad boy. I'm a self-proclaimed bad boy. Yes, I am. I'm not a gangster. I'm a bad boy. There's a difference. There's a difference.
Yeah.
I guess bad boys are like gangster bitches. There's a difference. There's a difference. Like the title says.
Honey, you haven't got the right personality to be really bad.
Oh, really? Oh, don't make me
bring
out the bad
boy. I know bad people. I know bad people.
Oh, I'm schizophrenic. I am bipolar. That means I'm bi man and women. I'm polarized, woman. Oh, don't bring out the bad boy. I'll bring him out. I will bring him out. Don't you even tempt me. Don't tempt me.
I spent two days with the mob and the Chileans.
The mob wish they could be me. I locked him down deep. Don't bring him out. He's down deep. I know where the bodies are buried.
So did I.
Don't make me. I know. Don't make me bring out the bad boy. I'm keeping it cool. I'm staying cool, baby. Yeah, cool. We're going to talk about that. Title of the show, P Diddy on the Run. What the going on, man? What the fuck is going on? What is going on? Bad Boy going to do live. That's right. It's a takeoff of his song, Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boy going to do live. Homeland Security raids Diddy's mansion. This is what we know.
Ooh,
what we know, what we don't know. Yeah. Let's hammer this out. Do you know who P. Diddy is, Pat? Do you know who
Diddy
is?
Yeah.
Oh, then you must be Thug. You must be Bad Girl. If you know P. Diddy, you are Bad Girl.
No, I've just I've read things about him, that's all.
You have that t-shirt, I diddled the Diddy. I diddled the Diddy. Wow. Look at you reading Naughty Naughty. Thug, don't you make me bring out Bad Boy. I'll bring him out. I'll bring out Thug in a minute. You don't want Thug to come out, Pat. You do not want this. I make demons. I sign autograph for demons. That's how bad I am. They asked me for my autograph. That's it.
Demons,
got it. I autographed them. I autographed the demons. Hey, Brian, Bad Boy, can I get an autograph? Shut up, demon. Get in line like the rest of the people. Get in concert. It's a men concert. That's what I do. Satan is my roadie in my concerts. That's how bad I am. That's how bad I am. Bad. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. And if you stutter, that's how I sound. Bad. Bad to the bone. I got to lock it down, Pat. Got to lock it down. I know you could bring out spiritual awareness. I have to lock it down, Pat. Don't make me bring out Bad Boy.
Okay.
Don't do it. Don't arouse the anger. Keep him deep. Yeah, he's ugly. You're not going to like it, Pat. You're not going to like it. Or maybe you would. Oh, I found you really cute. Maybe you would. I don't know.
So tell me more about Mr. Going to Jail for Life.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about that. I'll tell you more about that. That's what we're going to explore. I don't know much going on right now. P. Diddy. We're gonna go behind the scenes. There's some shit that you should know about. P. Diddy, I know the rumors, you know, King came in and told me some of the rumors that's going on, having these wild parties, having Jake's being at the parties. There's some rumors that he's being gay and he's taking up the butthole. Gay parties, all this kind of parties.
Who cares?
Hey, the guy on the other end does. Ow. Ow.
He gets
the
point.
Oh, he gets the point. Yeah, I'm sure he does. You're worse than my Bad Boy. No, I'm not bringing him out to you. You think he's cute. Oh, I like him. You are bad, Pat. You are bad to the bone. So we're going to explore that, and we're going to talk about also – well, I didn't put him in the thing. Shoot, I should have put him in the thing because now I'm lost. We're going to talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running for president. Now, he's an interesting character. Yeah, he's a very interesting character.
He
believes
in
conspiracy. He is an idiot. Whoa, some people like him. Melissa likes him. You're going to call him an idiot.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot. He kind of is.
I listened to him talk.
Yeah, he kind of is.
He's missing a few brain cells.
Jesus. He's been doing some hash. You can tell he's been doing some shit. But he's running for president. And if you never heard Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talk, oh boy. We're going to listen. He sounds funny when he talks. It sounds like something's going on with his voice. What is going on with his voice? It's kind of annoying when he talks. I don't know.
Who?
I don't know if he has throat cancer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his voice sounds really gravelly and
he is odd.
It's kind of weird. And he's running for president. He just picked out his vice president running mate. He's a rich attorney. We're going to talk about that. There's another thing that we're going to talk about and I lost it because I wrote it down. There was three, and I could have sworn I wrote it down. And damn it, there was three. P. Diddy. Oh, the bridge. Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland Bridge, come coming down. It's falling down.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
A little bit about that. Yeah, that's
really
interesting.
How many people did they lose?
I think 10. There's going to probably be more. You know what's funny about that?
Yeah, I saw
that.
A bunch of
stories
when the bridge went down.
Right. The story is that they got the message. The ship was out of control. So they went into action, and they stopped traffic for going on the bridge. I understand that. Well, nobody told those 8 people or 10 people on the bridge that they're still working that, you know, if something's wrong, dude, run. I mean, if you stop traffic, why don't you talk to the 10 people who are still working on the bridge? Why don't you get them the hell out of there? I don't know. Something's weird going on there. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
people with their minds, there's going to be a conspiracy theory and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Never mind that. And the cargo, we're talking about the cargo. What cargo were they doing? Just because the crate says SSP Diddy, stay out, doesn't mean shit. Don't bring out the bad boy, Pat. Don't bring me out. Keep him buried. Keep him buried. Oh, man.
You really think you're worrying me, don't you?
Oh, Pat, it's evil. I'm bipolar. That means I scare white people and black people. Shh, keep them buried. Stay low. Shh, I'm containing them. Don't you? I drink dragon blood for I gargle with dragon blood. That's how bad I am.
You
keep them low.
There'd be no bad vibes in you anymore.
No, that's right. That's right. I will possess you in a minute.
That's a little
don't
poisonous, honey.
Well, it is, but I will possess you in a minute. Don't you tempt me. Don't you? I mean, pretty soon, John, after I get off the radio, John goes, honey, and you're going to talk like me. What's up, John? I got the demon Brian in me. There is no cure. He possessed me. Look at my legs open up. Woo! The Brian demon. That's what we're going to talk. We're going to open it up because today's news day. And I got to do a warning. I hope John's not around. Is John around? Because he's going to get pissed off. Is John around? Because we got to do a warning.
I'm going to be busy in a minute, so.
All right.
I'm outside sitting on the porch right now.
Okay. All right. Donald Trump was acting like an asshole. We're going to start off with him.
When is he
not? I know. There's two things what I could start off with. I know I'm going to lose my audience, but it's very important. I got 3 hours. We're going to get to P. Diddy, I promise, but I got 3 hours. And what my job is to educate my audience about what's going on. If you don't know what's going on, let's face it, a lot of people don't have time for the news. People don't know who Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is. People don't know what's going on with P. Diddy. They don't know about the bridge. And then Donald Trump saying something stupid. Now, I could tell you what, but that wouldn't serve a justice. So you know what I'd like to do? I'm going to let Stephen Colbert tell you. Let him tell you. And you'll get the idea. You ready, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
you know who Stephen Colbert is? He's a comedian. He'll tell you what's going on. And here we go. Listen to what Stephen has to say, and he'll keep you posted on what's going on. Here we go.
Welcome, one and all, in here, out there, all around the world, through The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. My fellow Americans, today was supposed to be a special day, a day that Donald Trump had to either fork over $464 million for a bond in his New York fraud case, or Attorney General Letitia James was going to grab him by the property. But then, this morning, a New York appeals court cut Trump's bond to $175 million and gave him 10 more days to pay. Every time it seems like consequences of any kind are closing in, he gets away with it. Who let this guy wish for more wishes? Especially after how racist he was to the genie. In addition to cutting the bond by more than half and giving him an extension, the appeals court paused restrictions on Trump running any New York company or obtaining a loan from a New York bank, as well as the restrictions on his adult sons, which means now Don Jr. and Eric can still open their hot dog and cocaine carts. They do a fine business. The pundits are saying the court handed Trump a lifeline. Well, that makes sense. By law, you have to throw someone a lifeline when they look that much like a waterlogged corpse. Now, Trump, of course, has said many, many times he could pay this $500 million bond because he's really rich. Can we fact check that, Jim?
I'm really rich.
There you go. That checks out. But Trump kept trying to weasel his way out of putting up the half bill. And last week, his lawyers claimed that for their super rich client, securing the bond would be a practical impossibility. So he doesn't have the cash. Aha. Caught you now. He's not a real rich guy. He just plays one on TV. Donald Trump has $1 billion the same way Patrick Stewart has a spaceship.
Come on.
Apparently, is this this weekend? This weekend, Trump was struggling to find an insurance company willing to underwrite his bond. Hello, Geico Gecko. Would you give me $500 million? No? That is outrageous. I demand to speak to your caveman. No, I've already tried all the banks. Tyra, Azalea, Special Agent Cody. Hello? And Click. Anyway, the appeals court cut the amount to only $175 million, even though on Friday Trump said he has $500 million in cash, undercutting his lawyer's claims. That's like if O.J. tried to put on the glove and said, this doesn't fit, but I do love stabbing. Stab, stab, stabbity, stab. Stabbity, stab. Oh, wait, but here's the thing. There is some good Trump legal news today. You may recall that he is also facing criminal charges in the Stormy Daniels hush money case, when she spanked him with a magazine before marinating his shiitake. That trial was delayed when some new documents came to light just a few weeks ago. Trump's lawyers were pushing for an even longer delay. But today, the judge announced the trial would begin on April 15th. Yep. There it is. There she goes. I have to admit, Donald Trump has done the impossible. He has made April 15th a day to celebrate. And my fellow Americans, this shall be an historic day. We are now set for the first criminal prosecution of an ex-president in U.S. history, but only because Ford pardoned Nixon for streaking in the 1973 Super Bowl. After the ruling, Trump spoke to the press at what appears to be some sort of flag storage facility. And, well, he got a little confused.
You can't have an election in the middle of a political season.
No, it's so true. No, listen, folks, we can't have an election in a political season. We also can't have Christmas in the middle of the holidays. Come on. And I promise you, when I'm back in the White House, there will be no car sales allowed during Toyota-thon. It's too sacred. Immediately after that, he shared this nugget of wisdom.
We just had Super Tuesday. And we had a Tuesday after Tuesday already.
And we all know you can't have more than two Tuesdays because two Tuesdays makes a Thursday. Now, one reporter at this gaggle here asked Trump about the potential political cost of losing the hush money trial.
Would you be concerned that a conviction, if you are convicted in that trial, could cost you the election given what Todd said voters are?
Well, it could also make me more popular.
So, the guiltier he is, the more the crowd loves him. It's never a great sign when your press conference answers could just as easily be cackled by the Joker. Trump went after the prosecutor in the case, Matthew Colangelo, who he claims tried to trick the public.
Colangelo, he's been sitting in the background for the last year. Today he went right up front because they figure he buffaloed the whole public and the writers, including you people. He got a buffaloed.
Yes. We've all been buffaloed, which is a devious legal maneuver where you're dipped in a delicious tangy sauce, then served with a piece of wet celery. Trump was also asked whether he'd accept financial help from outside the United States.
No, I don't do that. I think you'd be allowed to, possibly. I don't know.
I mean, you could. I don't know. But Russia, if you're listening, maybe you know if it's legal. Could you write the answer down on 500 million pieces of paper and have it Putin my account? Could you? We also got a glimpse inside the courtroom thanks to sketch artists, including this one of a grinning Trump at the defense table. He looks like a happy frog. And I know that because when I Googled happy frog, I got this. Now, with all this going on, yesterday Donald Trump kept laser focus on what's most important to the struggling nation, golf. The truth. It is my great honor to be at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach tonight, awards night, to receive the Club Championship Trophy and the Senior Club Championship Trophy. I won both. Wow. He won both. You know what that means. Scribe the tournament, and the words got salady. A large and golfing talented membership. A great and difficult course made the play very exciting. We also have a big and omelet stationing restaurant and a small and secret documenting bathroom. I won both. Against all odds, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, today we continue to have a government. You see, last week, House Speaker Mike Johnson worked with Democrats to pass the funding bill to avoid a shutdown. It was a bipartisan effort to ensure basic government function. So naturally, that enraged Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Seen here after spotting a three-legged poodle at the dog parade. Now, to punish Speaker Johnson for daring to do stuff, on Friday, Greene introduced a motion to vacate against Johnson, threatening a vote to oust him. She's attacking him for doing his job. It's like writing a review for your wedding photographer that says, 0 stars, that pervert took pics of me and my wife kissing. What else? Oh, there's news from the world of the sky. Today, the CEO of Boeing stepped down. Either that, or they never installed the bolts that keep him in the boardroom. He is blew out. This guy, yeah! This all comes after a series of high-altitude whoopsies. The Alaska Airlines disappearing door plug, engines catching on fire, one plane's wheel just coming off on takeoff, and my seat back screen rebooting in the middle of Jumanji 2. Now I'll never know if The Rock finds the Falcon Jewel and or his ability to let go of the past. But they had to do something. Things have gotten so bad for the company that nervous travelers are changing their flights to avoid Boeing airplanes. I'm sorry, but there is no way to avoid Boeing airplanes. Even if you're just walking down the street, their doors come to you. On the way out. True story. True story. On the way out, the CEO thanked one of his fellow execs for his tireless service. Yes, the service, just like some of their planes, was tireless. We got a great show for you tonight.
I love Stephen Colbert. That sums it up better than I could. I know a lot of people say, you know, Brian, you're phoning it in. No, I'm not phoning it in. I'm giving you the news the best I can and catching you up. And by the way, you know, Trump is upset on Truth Social. He's going nuts. Here is time for, I don't have music for it, the Trump update. I should get music for it, right? Just get music for it, like do-do-do-do, Trump update. And here it is. Here's Donald Trump. I know you want to know in real time what Donald's doing in real time. He writes here, Oh, he's pissed off. I mean, he's typing in all caps. This was 35 minutes ago. 35 minutes ago. I'm not going to scream, but he's typing it on caps. I'm not running to terminate the ACA as crooked Joe Biden disinformation or disinformats. That's what he spells it. Or misinformats. Trying to coin a phrase all the time. I'm running to close the border, stop inflation, make our economy great, strengthen our military, and make the ACA or Obamacare, as it is known, much better, stronger, and far less expensive. In other words, make the ACA much, much, much better for far less money or costs. To our greatest, did he misspell greatest? Let me see. To our, what's G-R-E-S-T? G-R-E-S-T, I guess, guess? G-R-E-S-T, that's what he wrote. Money or cost to our, I think it has to be greatest, G-R-E-S-T, American citizens who have been decimated by Biden, his record, inflation, bad economy, Afghanistan catastrophe, and just about everything else in the world that bad that Biden did, and he should be paid for it, and that's what Biden did. Crooked Joe Biden is by far the worst president in history of the, you know, Trump. If I was talking to Trump and Trump writers and everything, if you want to believe Joe Biden is by far the worst president in history, he beat your ass. So you got beaten by the worst president in history. How bad are you? He beat your ass. And you call him the worst president, he beat you. So how bad are you? You're below worse. Trump went on. He's pissed off. He put up a little meme. I'm 100% DEL. I don't know what that means. DEL. Deport every illegal. Reminder that Trump never took a paycheck, never got us into war, lowered our taxes, made peace abroad, protected Americans, fucked porn stars, cheated on his wife, paid millions of dollars to keep a hole quiet. And don't forget, he inflated his property. He defrauded New York. He lied about Trump University, Trump steak, Trump this, Trump that. Make America great again. Let me run for president so I can get a pardon. I'll pardon myself, and I'll pardon all you hostages who tried to make a coup of the country. Vote Donald Trump. And there he is again. Watch here. Together we'll make America great again. Here's Donald Trump. He posted that up. He posted this about 20 minutes ago. And listen to Donald Trump. Oh, it says here. Oh, he's begging for money. If you can, oh, here it is. Here's Donald Trump. Remember, Donald Trump said he's rich. Wait a minute. Let me see something before this. Wait a minute. I think he said he was rich, but didn't he? Okay, here it is. Listen, Donald Trump. Listen to them.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that. Be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that. I'm really rich. I'll show you that. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. I don't need it. I don't want it. You know where their United States headquarters is located? In this building, in Trump Tower.
I think that I've built a great, great company. I know that I've built a great company with a tremendous net worth and beaten a lot of people that are very smart.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words. I'm using my own money. I'm not using the lobbyists. I'm not using donors. I don't care. I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really rich.
This is the reason.
He's really, really rich. He's rich. Here he is again. Here's Donald Trump.
Will likely go down in history as this country's most moronic president. So what exactly is the dumbest moment he's ever had? Well, there are many to choose from. So first, I want to remind you all of the bright idea he had regarding nuking hurricanes. He had been quoted as saying the following. Axios had reported this. I got it. I got it. Why don't we nuke them? They start forming off the coast of Africa. As they're moving across the Atlantic, we drop a bomb inside the eye of the hurricane, and it disrupts it. Why can't we do that? The source added, paraphrasing the president's remarks. But if you thought that was a dumb moment, which it most certainly was, we have other examples for you, including what you're about to watch.
The army manned the airport. It ran the ramparts. It took over the airports. It did everything it had to do.
So that was him claiming that the Revolutionary Army took over the airports back in the 1700s.
Get the idea. Get the idea. He's really rich. Yeah, that's enough of that. He's really rich. And the same token, would a rich guy do this?
Joe Biden. So if you can't contribute now, don't even think about it. Don't do it. You got to take care of your family and yourself. I want you to do that first. But with your donation today, we will win back the White House. We will make America great again, greater than ever before. I promise you that. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta give a billionaire money. Yeah. How much money is he asking? Here we go.
I am very humbly asking if you could chip in $5, $10, or even $25. I know that times could be tough, and they are tough under this horrible president that we have, Crooked Joe Biden. So if you can't contribute now, don't even think about it. Don't do it. You got to take care of your family and yourself. I want you to do that first. But with your donation today, we will win back the White House. We will make America great again, greater than ever before. I promise you that. Thank you.
I'll go to my legal field. Crooked Joe Biden, but I'm the one going to court. I'm the one who's facing criminal charges. I'm the one who raped somebody. I'm the one who has to pay $100 and something million. But let's talk about Crooked Joe Biden. I don't see Joe Biden in court. I don't see Joe Biden getting his asset frozen. I don't see April 15th is going to be the first time in history that a U.S. president will be up for criminal charges. First time in history. Number one in everything. All but Crooked Joe Biden. What does he say? Liberals woke up today hoping that Trump assets would be seized, when instead, at the end of the day, his net worth is up to $6.5 billion. I don't think so. So Trump is still, let's see, what else? He's not really, okay, let me see, is he writing again? Because I know he was going off. Some people are comparing Trump to Jesus now. Yeah, that's right. Comparing him to Jesus Christ. So there's a lot of bullshit on here. You know, by the way, Truth Social doesn't make no money. And the other company that he merged with, which is a shell company, nobody knows where that money's coming from. That's an offshore account. That's going to make him a lot of money. People think he's going to be worth billions. He's going to go public. Not going to happen. I guarantee you, not going to happen. Nobody's going to buy stock in Trump. Trump can't even get a loan from any of the banks. You think people are going to invest in Trump? They're not going to invest in Trump. He's an asshole. All right, there you go. Enough of Truth Social, because there's nothing there. It's Donald Trump, everybody. Donald Trump. Pat, I know Pat's probably doing something in the background. And she's listening to me. And we have different things, different audience. They don't really know what's going on with American politics or news. Am I right, Pat?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. I mean, you're listening to an American show. You're listening to me. Don't rile me up, Pat. Don't let the bad boy come out. Keep him down, Pat. Don't encourage this behavior. I'm warning you. Lock him down. Oh, no. You don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. It's scary. The Archangel Michael was trying to control what's going on into my soul. He's fighting the demons that lay within me. Don't make me bad. Don't make me be bad. And by the way, the show is sponsored by Pat's Smoke Shop. If you want to smoke, go to Pat's Smoke Shop. She had the bakery, and she sold the bakery to Pat's Smoke Shop. Now she has a smoke shop. Yeah. She doesn't smoke any beef. She doesn't smoke any pork. She smokes the good shit. And that's what it's called, Pat's Smoke Shop. We got good shit. Visit it.
The 420 is coming up.
420 is coming up. 20 is coming up. It's a holiday. Yeah, that's what the show is sponsored by. And also, her partner sponsoring the show, John. John wrote, Brian Hammer Jackson, I don't give a fuck. Thank you, John.
That's me.
Where's my headphones? So I'm trying to catch you guys up. Seriously, I'm trying to catch you up on what's really happening, what's happening with Trump. A lot of you guys, you know, don't know a lot of things about Trump. I do things. I do everything I could about Trump. You guys don't care about Trump. You don't care what I say. There's nothing I can do. I sit here and I talk to you. Okay, what do you want me to do? What else can I do? I'm trying to explain to you. That's right. I said yous.
I heard that.
Exactly. I'm trying to explain to you. But I can't because you're not taking me serious. Watch. That's Pat. This is Pat's reaction. Pat, do you take me serious? Watch your reaction, Pat. There you go. That's my credibility. I'm locking it down, Pat. Don't encourage the demon that was enraged in my body and soul.
The demon, eh?
Hey, the Brian demon. Hell has
okay.
No fury than Brian's demon soul. Rawr. Feed me. Feed me souls. Yum, yum, yum. I like souls. Yum, yum, yum. I like soul food. Feed me souls. Yum, 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 yum. I like soul food. Only Laverne will get that, okay? Demon loves soul. All right, here we go. Here's a little bit of...
NBC presents the Trump indictments, a two-part series.
I don't like this, the Trump indictments. I don't like that. Come on, Rachel, give me your... let's see. Let's try this. Let's try this. Let's try. That's not it. Okay, let's try this. Let's try this. This doesn't look good either. This doesn't look good. No, I can't. They changed the shit, so I can't do it. She's going to tell you the latest thing about Trump, but it's not giving me what I want. Not giving me what I want. Sorry. I can't play her. I can't play her. I can't play her. Nope. So you right wing, you got, you know, usually it's Rachel. Let's see what she has here. They changed it on me. They changed it. Okay, let's try this. Let's try this. See if we can hear something. Here we go. This is Rachel Maddow talking about Donald Trump. Here we go. MSNBC.
The person who is the head of the Republican Party during Donald Trump's time in office and during his effort to throw out the election result and stay in power anyway, and during his effort to run for election again after having done that, is Ronna Romney McDaniel. And she pitched in and helped. She helped set in motion the part of the plot that involved sending fake Trump electors to Congress from states that Trump did not win, so Republicans in Washington could use those fake, fraudulent elector slates to contend that maybe Trump did win those states, even though he didn't. And don't believe me on that. There she is on page 23 and page 27 of the federal indictment charging Donald Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States. There's her personal appearance in this scene of the crime, as alleged by the U.S. Justice Department, in this ongoing criminal case. In Michigan, where the fake electors are themselves now on trial, she told the state of Michigan in writing explicitly, do not certify the election results. The Detroit News has reported that with Donald Trump on the phone with her, she directed Michigan election officials to not certify the vote. She told them, quote, do not sign it. We will get you lawyers. She pitched in. She was part of the project. And what was the project? It was to use the power of the Republican Party, Republican officials in the states, Republican office holders in Washington, the national Republican Party that she runs, to use the party's power to reject election results, to take over the government and hold power by other means. And this project is now ongoing, right? Now the project is to tell the American people that those efforts around the 2020 election were righteous. That 2020 election, it wasn't okay. Those election results were not correct. We shouldn't believe American elections. We shouldn't believe American elections are real elections. American election results should not be seen as real. They should not be respected. That's the project now, right? I mean, it didn't work to overthrow the government the last time, but as long as you can build on that first effort, as long as you can keep up the anti-election mythology, then you are priming your people. You're priming the American public to not accept the results of the next election either. You're telling them that they're going to need to take power by other means because the election isn't going to be how we do it anymore. You're also priming people, honestly, to vote to give up this supposed democracy we have, because what good is it anyway?
Right?
So what are we really losing if we decide we're going to lose this? Who cares? Elections are fraudulent here anyway. Who cares if we give them up? Ronna McDaniel has been pitching in on that too, continuing to say since 2020 that that election wasn't right, that the American public should know that that vote wasn't real. And that is a message not only about 2020, but about this next election. And about whether or not elections should matter at all and whether we should bother having them at all. The Republican Party getting behind that message is a choice. I mean, Trump himself is going to do what he wants to do. We've always had guys like Trump. Sometimes they wear ridiculous little uniforms, right? But we've always had guys like that. We've never before had a big, storied, important American political institution embrace a guy like that, even when it came to overthrowing the American system of government. And in a time like this, it's hard, right? I mean, this is a challenging and worrying time. Republican officials have to figure out whether they're going to stand up for the American system of government or not. Republican politicians, you know, Congress has to decide if it's going to assert its own relevance. They're going to assert their own independence, their own role in the government, stand up for our system of government or not. Judges and prosecutors have to decide if they're going to be braver than they ever thought they'd have to be in this job. They have to decide whether they're going to stand up to the threats and the violence and nevertheless be independent, be fearless, stand up for their own independence, and thereby stand up for our system of government. Regular citizens have to decide if we're going to brave the threats and the violence to stay involved in politics, to work for campaigns, to volunteer as election workers, despite all the threats, all the attacks, all the violence, to stand up for our system of government. And then there's the press, which is both reporting on all of this and is also part of it. Because just as a strong man needs to control the judicial branch or get rid of it, needs to control the Congress or get rid of it, needs to control the political opposition or get rid of it, what the strong man most desires before all of that, the necessary precursor to all of that, is to control the free press or get rid of it. And, you know, in the press, we do not take it personally when we get attacked, when they, you know, say they want to put us on trial and execute us for treason. We don't take it personally. But we do defend ourselves as an institution, not because we're personally offended by the way that we're treated, but because a free and uncowed press is necessary for our democracy. A free and uncowed press is part of our system of government. We stand up for ourselves as a way of standing up for our country and for our Constitution, the First Amendment to which makes it possible for us to exist at all. And so I want to associate myself with all my colleagues, both at MSNBC and at NBC News, who have voiced loud and principled objections to our company putting on the payroll someone who hasn't just attacked us as journalists, but someone who is part of an ongoing project to get rid of our system of government. Someone who still is trying to convince Americans that this election stuff, it doesn't really work, that this last election, it wasn't a real result, that American elections are fraudulent. Because that argument, that is a necessary part, that is the most necessary part of the overall project of getting us as Americans to give up on this election stuff. Because wouldn't we rather have a real man in charge anyway, somebody who could really get some stuff done, if only we could clear away all the things in his way. We have a long history in this country of forgettable men telling us that we need a new system of government where everything's under their control and politics is over and this new strongman way of government is gonna make America great again. We have had a lot of these guys. But our generation's version of this guy has gotten a lot farther than all the rest of them. And why is that? He would have been as forgotten as all the rest of them had he not been able to attach himself to an institution like the Republican Party, and had the leader of that party in his time not decided that she wouldn't just abide him, she would help. She would help with the worst of it. It's my understanding that MSNBC's leadership did not object to Ronna McDaniel being hired by NBC News when the matter first arose, but when the hiring was announced, and MSNBC staff essentially unanimously and instantly expressed outrage, our leadership at MSNBC heard us, understood, and adjusted course. We were told this weekend in clear terms, Ronna McDaniel will not be on our air. Ronna McDaniel will not be on MSNBC. And I say that and give you that level of detail because there has been an effort since by other parts of the company to muddy that up in the press and make it seem like that's not what happened at MSNBC. I can assure you that is what happened at MSNBC. Ronna McDaniel will not appear on MSNBC. So says our boss since Saturday, and it has never been anything other than clear. And I will also say, you know, if you care what I think about this, I will tell you the fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man, like a mobster, to work at a DA's office, right? You wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable. And I hope they will reverse their decision. And it's not about, you know, Democratic Party, Republican Party, it's not about partisanship, it's not about right versus left, it's not about being a political professional versus some other kinds of person, it's not about being mean or nice to journalists, it's not about just being associated with Donald Trump and his time in the Republican Party, it's not even about lying or not lying, it's about our system of government and undermining elections and going after democracy as an ongoing project, right? And this is a difficult time for us as a country. And I think that means we need to be clear-eyed about the implications of it. Difficult times make for difficult decisions. We are contending with something we've never had to contend with before. In the news business, yes, we are covering an election, which we do all the time, but we're also covering bad actors trying to use the rights and privileges of a democracy to end democracy. The chief threat among them now is not the rioters and the kooks, but the slick political professionals who are turning their considerable talents to laundering violently revolutionary claims that America's elections aren't real, that election results aren't real, and that they shouldn't be respected. We are contending with this now not from William Dudley Pelley's brown shirt militias, right, but from the multi-billion dollar massive political operation of one of the two governing parties of the United States of America. And that's new. And with our country up against something that daunting and that scary and that dangerous for the country, I think bad decisions will inevitably happen. Mistakes will be made. But part of our resilience as a democracy is going to be recognizing when decisions are bad ones and reversing those bad decisions. Hearing legitimate criticism, responding to it, and correcting course. Not digging in, not blaming others. Take a minute. Acknowledge that maybe it wasn't the right call. It is a sign of strength, not weakness, to acknowledge when you were wrong. It is a sign of strength. And our country needs us to be strong right now.
There you go. She did everything I could not do to keep you up with what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you. That's a word. Like Robin's a word. Robin's a beautiful bird that flies through and brings happiness. The bluebird of happiness. That's what a Robin does. Hello, Robin. Good morning. Good afternoon, kiddo.
Hello. It is it's an afternoon. I got up at 7 o'clock this morning, and I waited, and I stretched out my recliner and fell asleep.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was stuck in a meeting talking to some people. Sorry, Robin. I will try to make the show good for you. And by the way, beautiful Robin.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. While you guys were sleeping, mm-hmm. Robin was working. That's what she does. It's like a little tiny gift at nighttime. we have, just want to remind you that tomorrow, before we get deeper into what we're going to talk about, tomorrow we have a special guest. And yes, we have a special guest coming in tomorrow at 7:15. I will remind him tonight. It's going to be thrilling. And his name is Rick Singleton. He will be our guest tomorrow. No. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. He's going to be our guest 28th. Do we have a guest tomorrow? No, tomorrow I got to be somewhere. I got another meeting. Okay, he will be our guest the 28th, and Robin will remind you what he's going to talk about on the 28th, which is tomorrow, which is Thursday. Robin, please tell everybody about Mr. Rick Singleton, please.
Well, he wrote a book when he was the Lauderdale County Sheriff about the Casey White scandal. And, of course, it ended in tragedy. I won't spoil that, but, yeah, most people heard something about it on the news. It made a nationwide.
Yes, it did.
It made national news. That's what I was trying to say.
Yes, it did. Boy meets girl. It's a typical story. Boy meets girl. Girl works as a correctional officer. Boy, inmate. Love story. Inmate woos girl, who's a correctional officer. Correctional officer goes, bats her eyes and moves her ass, going, "You're talking to me, big fella behind the bars?" And the guy behind the bars goes, "Yes, I'm talking to you. Beautiful." And then correctional officer says, batting her eyes, "Okay, what can I do for you?" And then inmate says, "You can break me out." And they go, "Well, that's..." And then correctional officer says, "That's wrong." And then inmate goes, "We could be together." Correctional officer goes, "Really?" And the inmate goes, "Yes, we'll have all kinds of sex." "Really? I like sex." And then he goes, and inmate goes, "We could do doggy." "I love doggy. I used to have a pet, but I can't have a dog in my apartment, but I miss doggy." And inmate goes, "We'll doggy all night." Woof, woof. And then correction officer breaks out inmate. They free the bird. Run, and they get in the car, and they make a pact. They're going to be forever, and they're going to have a lot of sex and good sex and everything, and they're going to have pets and doggy, and they're going to do a lot of good stuff together. They got a whole life plan. And then all of a sudden, the cops come. Cops get behind them, and then inmate goes, "Don't let them catch us." And correction officer says, "Don't never catch us alive." Inmate goes, "Yes, let's make a pact." And correction officer, "Let's make a pact." And then inmate says, they will kill ourselves. We'll never be taken alive. And then correction officer says, you're right. And the inmate says, here's a gun. And correction officer goes, oh, my. Yes, yes, we will kill ourselves. That will teach them. And the inmate goes, yes, you go first.
And he didn't die. She did.
And he did not die. She shot herself in the head.
And
it's like, it might go.
I'm not 100% sure that it was her. I think she may have been prompted to, if you know what I mean.
She might have been. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. You love me. We made this pact. We're going to kill ourselves. Okay. Okay, we'll see each other on the other side. Yes, our souls will be locked in hell together. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
And she kills herself. Bang. Then M.A. says, damn, I give up. He goes back to jail. I give up.
He's in prison. He's in prison now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was nationwide. That was a national scandal. Mm-hmm. You'll know the name. And who was it? Was it Vicky and Casey? Casey and
mm-hmm.
I don't have it
they
with
were,
me.
They both had the same last name, but they were not related.
Right. White was White
they,
the last name.
Right? White was their last name, but neither one of them, they were not related at all.
Mm-mm. They were not related, but they did bad things. Bad things.
Yeah.
It made national headlines. People saw it and unfolded, and you ask, why can't a correction officer fall in love with a convict? My God, what are you doing? You're throwing your life away.
In there for a violent crime. I mean,
yes, he was. Was he? I think he was in there for murder. Wasn't he in for murder?
It may have been. I think it may have been.
Wow.
It was it may have been murder, manslaughter, something along that lines. What it was he'd already been in prison, and he had to been re-indicted back up here, and was sent up here awaiting trial for that crime.
Right. And who is Rick Singleton? Mm-hmm. They say, okay, good story, but who's Rick Singleton, my dear?
He was the sheriff at that time.
That's right.
And that was
That's
Vicky
right.
White's boss.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He was the sheriff. The sheriff is going to be the sheriff is going to come on the show. The sheriff is coming. The sheriff is coming on the show. Hey, Shatter. How are you, Sheriff? Hello, Hammer. That's how it's going to go. The sheriff is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Got the sheriff.
Oh, and I'm working
so
on some other good ones, too.
Yes, you are. You know, we got to hide Pat because if the sheriff is coming, you know what Pat, you know, Pat has a little bit of stuff that she has in her house and, you know, volcano thing, you know. If we don't want the sheriff to search Pat's house, you know. It's like,
okay. Hey, he's already retired. He's retired.
Oh, he's retired. Okay.
He's retired. He probably wouldn't care at all because, first of all, he lives in Canada, so it's kind
of
Oh,
he lives in Canada.
No,
oh, he does
Pat
live
lives
Canada?
In Canada. No.
Oh, Pat does.
Yeah.
Pat does.
No, he lives here in Florence, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or around
that
area.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky, Pat. Pat could still smoke him. For a minute there, Pat was hiding her shit and says, uh-oh, sheriff is coming. Sheriff is coming. But Pat doesn't care. Pat's going, you know what? Fuck him. Let's smoke some shit. But don't forget, he's a good guy. He's going to be in our show. He's coming Thursday. The sheriff is going to be here. And then David Byrd's coming on our show, too. So tune in every day. And the title of the show is going to be Manhunt in a World.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a manhunt, the search for Vicky and Casey White. Woohoo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss the show. That's it. That's it.
Oh, I know.
And then
be
we
a
got,
good one.
It's going to be good.
David.
And if you loved, that's true. And if you loved Holly.
Oh, yeah.
You're sure going to love David, right? You're going to
mm-hmm.
And Robin is our bird, and David is Holly's bird. David Bird will be coming mm-hmm. on the show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you, that's Holly. Is that Holly's? Is that Holly's husband?
He sure is.
Is that the Rastafarian? Rastaman?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I gotta get in my Jamaican rasta. I'm gonna make him feel welcome. Ole David
okay.
Bond, come on in. Come on in and smoke. Come on in. David's coming in. He's from Chicago, and he's a rasta.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rasta man, and they got
mm-hmm.
the best shit. So we'll be smoking in the studio. So if you're not a smoker, don't come in the studio and get that contact high. I don't want you to blame me. We're going to light this big bad boy up. And David, he's a band leader. He's a composer. He's a saxophonist. He's a vocalist. And he's Rasta.
Mm-hmm.
That's Doug, man. That's the real shit. That's Rasta. Rasta is the real deal. It's not no phony
oh, yeah.
American people going, I got some shit. That's Rasta is almost like a culture, right? That's like, oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a religion. It's a religion,
that's
I believe.
That's right. I'm down with the Rasta, man. Going to be fun
mm-hmm.
one. We're going to talk. We're going to do things, and we're going to smoke like we smoked before. Come on. Here it is. Here's a joint, my Oh, there you go, Mon. Nope, don't lip it. Don't lip the joint. Pass it. Ooh, do you lip the joint? He's a good guy. You and your big lips, you do not smoke no more. It'll be nice looking. It'll be nice meeting him. He's coming on April 6th. If you love Holly, and we all
mm-hmm.
love Holly, you can love her. Her other half, David Bird, my friend. Woo, what a show, what a show, what a show. Thank you, Robin. Thank you for giving us the good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you. And I, like I said, I'm still working on a few. I've got one that's really, really busy that
right.
Would like to come on, and I'll just say it's because of March Madness. That's why he's
right.
really busy.
Well, it's going to be really nice, really nice. And I also want to give a shout-out to one of our favorite. She's our morning crew. She's the heart of the morning crew. We all know her as Laverne. And
mm-hmm.
Laverne is very humble, but lately Laverne's been, she has a collection of dolls that people are buying.
Uh-oh.
And they're really nice. They're really nice. They're really, really, if you're into art and you're into really nice stuff, I think it should be a collection, to be honest with you. I will have Laverne come in probably Friday. I want to talk about her collection. And she's been selling her dolls collection, and it's really cool. It's really cool if you see them. She's on my page, and I will share her. Hmm?
She will make fun of me because I have always been terrified of dolls.
Oh, have you really? Wow.
Yes, even when I was little, I was afraid of dolls.
Are you serious? Wow.
I'm serious.
Wow. Okay. Well, she's
mm-hmm.
going to – these dolls are nice dolls. She's got nice dolls. It's really nice dolls.
It's good.
Now we're going to get to – we do a thing with Pat. We do a thing with Pat. Pat loves this. She comes to the show because she loves doing this. This is fun. She looks forward to it. We do a
mm-hmm.
song with Pat. We play lyrics of a song, and Pat guess what the song is. Pat loves this. This is what she gets up for. And so we're going to do this. And the title of the show is P. Diddy on the Run. We're going to talk about that bad boy's going – Bad boy going
what
to
did
do,
he do?
That's it. Oh, you should see what Diddy done. Diddy done. Diddy do what Diddy done. I know, honey. I know you love him. I know you're a rapper. I don't know, honey. I'll tell you what he did. Diddy do, Diddy done.
She heard her neighbor pull up.
Oh, did she? Wow. Let's see if we can Google Pat. Let's see if we can, everybody think in your head, Pat, maybe she'll come on the air. Pat, Patricia.
I'm just cleaning up a mess.
Did you make a mess again? What did you do?
No, John knocked over my crystals.
Oh.
That's bad luck. If you knock over the crystals, that's bad luck.
No,
wow.
It's just, it was a spilt coffee problem.
Oh,
I don't know.
I understand that. I'm about to get me another cup of coffee.
Exactly.
No,
there's things you don't do. You don't spit on Superman cape. I mean, you don't stand on Superman cape. You don't spit in the wind, and you don't knock a witch crystals to the ground. These are rules to live by. These are rules. John's going to have 7 years of bad luck.
No, he isn't.
Well, yeah. All right. Are you ready, Pat?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You know, we're going to take you. You know the title of the show. You know the title of the show. P. Diddy on the Run, Bad Boy's Going to Do Life. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a Diddy song. Diddy do, Diddy done. Diddy do, Diddy done. Diddy do, Diddy done. You're not going to know the song, Pat. You're not going to know the song. But this time, I want you to just listen to the lyrics and see if it's the kind of song that you will like, okay? That's all I want you to do. We're going to listen to the lyrics and see if it translates to Canada and see if you like them. Is that a deal? Are you ready? Why do I see Pat bending over, picking up crystals?
I am bending over.
Yes, you are. See? See? I was telling Pat, don't let the bad boy out. Keep him down, Pat. Pat's tempting the bad boy. Look, Brian, I'm bending over. Don't tempt the bad boy, Pat.
Believe me, you wouldn't want to see this.
Yeah, buddy.
I have a muscle spasm in my back.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy. Wow. Can you still hear me, though, Pat, while you're bending over?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. This sounds so obscene. I'm talking to Pat as she's bending over. All right, baby. All right, here we go. It's so obscene. Oh, man. All right, Pat, this is a P. Diddy song. These are the lyrics. You tell me if you like them or not. Here we go. I'm the definition of half man, half drugs. As the clubs, bad boy, that's what's up. After the bucks, crush crews after us. No gains, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things.
Yeah,
check the hit list.
Brian, I got distracted. I'm not doing well right now.
Oh, you're not? What's wrong, kiddo? Did you cut yourself?
No, my hips just started hurting like a son of a bitch.
All right.
And now I
listen
can't
to my voice.
Know.
Oh, no.
Just
well,
give
we
me
are.
A second.
Okay, we are doing hip hop. I'll give you a second. I'm going to heal your hip. All right. Listen to my voice. Heal the hip. We're going to put all the power into it. I'm going to have to get a younger audience.
Okay. I think
I'm Pat. Where are you? Yes, my hip. Pat?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Okay. Try again. Yeah. Why don't you play it for me? I can hear it better.
You're not going to understand it. I mean, I'm going to give you the lyrics. I'm just going to say, I'm not going to play it for you. It's a good song, but these are you're not going to understand the lyrics if I play it for you. I promise you, you won't. But I'm going to give you the lyrics of the song.
I don't listen to rap music. I have a hard time understanding what they say.
Right. I'm translating, and this is what it is. Here we go. I'm the definition of half man, half drugs. Ask the club, bad boy, that's what's up. After bucks, crush crews after us. No gains, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things. Check the hit list. How we twist shit. What changed but the name? We still here. We're rocking with the best. Don't worry if I write rhymes. I write checks.
Yeah.
Who's the boss? This is the lyrics. Who's the boss? Dude is lost. Don't think because I'm iced out, I'm a cool off. Who else but me? And if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me. It's ugly. Trust me. Get it right, dog. We ain't ever left. We just moved in silence and rapped to the death. It's official. I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama. The saga continues. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now because it's Bad Boys for Life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped
the,
now.
The theme song for the movie?
Yes, because it's Bad Boys
for
Life.
Yeah.
Very good. Very
and
good, Robin.
I haven't listened to that.
Good.
I have been listening.
Very good. We got another verse. Y'all straight from the Harlem streets. I don't play. I push it down with the Harlem heat. All of a sudden, niggas got problem with me. They run around acting like the black on can't eat. I don't know. That's what he says. Acting like the black can't eat. And you know what? For some strange reason, I'm off of this medication. Feeling deranged, needing for y'all to put the word out. We ain't leaving. We're trying to be rich before we do stop breathing. Therefore, we kind of hustle lame, staying low, muscle our games. Still turn niggas dream to flames. You got the wire. If not, I ain't saying no more names. You'll soon expire. No pain, nothing. I feel remorse. Yes, of course, it's me and Diddy up first racing Porsches. That's it. We're almost there. Then it goes into, we ain't, Robin, join in. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
Is that
we can't
name
be
of
stopped
the song?
Now.
We
yes.
Ain't going
nope.
nowhere?
Nope. That's
the
not
boss?
The name of the song. Here's not the name of the song. Here's the name of the song. It's Bad Boy for Life.
Oh.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now because it's Bad Boys for Life. That's the song. That's the song. And still got cash to blow, raps that flows, still them cats that know, pack your flow, that's for show, bottles that pop, joints that rock, play the background, hand on my jock, holding my Glock. Money to get, cars to flip, bars to sit, and sip cognac with jewels that drip. Hoes to see, make sure they knowing it's me. Drop that beat, can't believe that I MC. Bad Boys till the casket drops. Gotta love it, place nothing above it. It's on like that, don't believe, we ain't going like that. We always going to be there. We are there every motherfucking year. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere because it's Bad Boys for Life. We'll be right back with P. Diddy on the Run, Bad Boys going to do life. We're here with Robin. We're here with Pat. And there's like six other 111s in the studio. We're rocking. We're rapping. And we are Bad Boys. Pat is trying to tempt the bad boy in me. You can't do it. You can't stop it, Pat. Quit tempting the devil. Stop it. She's tempting me. I know what she's going to do when we get off the air. She's going to go on my messenger like Facebook. Brian, stop. Where's the bad boy? Said, Pat, don't tempt him. Don't you dare.
Okay, I won't. Then you definitely
okay.
say.
All right. Well, you try when you're bending down and everything. I'm bending over, Brian. Go ahead and speak to me. What? What?
You guessed I was
what?
Bending over.
Yeah. Trying to tip me with your hip. Hey, look at this, Brian. Look at this hip. You haven't seen a hip like this. Don't look, Brian. I'm bending over. Okay, Pat. I see what you're doing. I see exactly what you're doing. You want John to get mad at me. We are bad boys for life. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Right here. Right.
We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. This is Bad Boy for Life.
Damn, there goes the neighbor.
P. Diddy.
Johnson, had a good time last night. Yeah, I saw you shaking that ass.
Yes, I was.
All right, girl.
There you go. There you go. There you go. What's been happening with P. Diddy? So all these rumors, I mean, King came in and talking about P. Diddy doing a down low, having gay parties and shit. There was Jake, P. D. Jake was his name, the pastor, Jake's. What was this dude's name? Jax or Jake's or something, P, was it P. Jake? What is it? J-A-K-E-S. What's going on? What is going on? I don't even remember his name. Oh, T. D. Jake's. T.D. Jakes is one big-ass Christian preacher, man. He's been hanging with Diddy, and I've been hearing there have been rumors that he's been doing it down low. You know, he's been putting his dick up some dude's little holy hole. That's right, and they've been having these sex parties. I heard all these rumors, and they're rumors, right? They're rumors, because I'm thinking, you know, there's rumors. Until when the rumors, they were rumors until they stopped being rumors. They're rumors to stop being rumors. So what's happening? Yep, see what's happening. And, you know, P. Diddy was linked to being involved with Tupac's murder. He was linked to that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. P. Dick Boy was... it was Notorious B.I.G. I like Notorious B.I.G. You guys remember Notorious B.I.G.? Pat knows Notorious B.I.G., don't you? Yes, you do.
I do.
Pat,
in fact,
you
know a lot of his songs we used to, do our, stretches and things to and dance.
That's right. You dance to, really? You dance to Notorious B.I.G., Pat? I mean, Robin, are you serious?
Yes. I did take hip hop for several years. Along with the dance.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is something I never knew Pat. I mean, Robin up there shaking it for P. Diddy. Wow. And Pat, do you know who P. Diddy is?
He's being arrested at this
P. Diddy.
Moment.
I'm sorry. Do you know who's Notorious B.I.G.? I'm sorry. Notorious B.I.G.?
Yeah.
For sex trafficking.
Let me see. Actually, I'll tell you what. I have a little favor for it because my daughter... My Cindy's daughter, and she became my daughter when she was small. She was saying, "What do I call you? Do I call you Dad?" I go, "No, you got a Dad." And then I loved the song, "Big Papa." And I said, "Call me." I actually did. I said, "Call me Big Papa." She goes, "Big Papa." I go, "Yeah, you already have a Dad, but call me Big Papa." She goes, "Okay." From then on, 10 years, I'm Papa. I am Papa. If you don't know who Big Papa is, here's a little bit of it. Watch Pat going to rock out. Easy. Pat, remember your hip. Don't try to rock out, Pat. Control yourself. Here we go. Here's a little bit of Notorious B.I.G. This is just a little
bit. Oh.
Yeah. Keep that.
to all the ladies in the place with style and grace. Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the need. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz that see no father layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the truth. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Why? Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys a little seed. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few. Cause in a few, we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly. We just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player. Just for honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals. Money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend, your friend. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend. That's right. Is that all right with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. Just a honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby. Check it out.
Notorious B.I.G. There you go. Now, see, now, Pat's an honorary rapper by this point. She's up there saying, yeah. Pat's rolling the fatty. That's somebody. She's not holding up some guy who's overweight either. That's not how she rolls. She's rolling a real fatty. So, that's it. So now you know a little history. So the history goes that Biggie got shot. P. Diddy thought it was Tupac. So Tupac got shot. It was kind of linked to P. Diddy. P. Diddy started to screw Jennifer Lopez when she was in Living Color. They were a thing.
I did not know she was in that show.
Oh yeah, Living Color.
Mhm. I remember that. That was a 90s show.
Yes, it was. You're pretty good. You're pretty good there, Robin. You're pretty damn good. And now, every bad boy has an end, and it's never good. Nobody retires as a bad boy. Yes, yes. Nobody retires as a bad boy. You don't see many mafia people retire in the suburbs. You just don't see it.
Yes, you do.
Do you really? I don't know.
Oh, God,
you don't see it.
The old men with the tomato gardens? Oh, God,
the guy,
yeah.
The guy with the tomato business? What? There's a guy over there in Canada, he has a tomato business? He's a mafia?
Sweetie, I'm making a joke. They all get old and have gardens in the back of their house.
Oh, I see, I see. Okay.
They retire with a garden.
They retire with the tomatoes at the garden. I used to have a friend named Vinny. He used to come on the show. And Vinny was like, he wasn't a made man, but let's say he hung out with him. I mean, he was funny as fuck. I don't even know if he's still around. Yeah, Hammer. Yeah, we used to have fun. Me and Vinny used to have fun. Until I cybered his girlfriend. What the hell? Nothing. Nothing. I would never tell. Never tell. I'm no snitch. Snitches get stitches. Yeah, see? Yeah, you'll never make me talk, see? No, see? Nah, no bra's going to make me talk to you here. You see? Nah. You never make me talk. There's rumors that Brian had a thing. It was a no-no. No. That's right. Just a rumor. Allegations. And Vinny and I have been friends ever since. Because I'm a bad boy for life. You don't know me. You don't know me. I'm a bad boy for life. Don't tempt me, Pat. And Pat tried to tempt me on today's show. I have it on record. Oh, Brian. Oh, and that excuse. Oh, my hip. Let me bend over. Okay. Talk to me, Brian. Pat, stop it. I know that trick. You don't want to see this, Brian. Woo. I know that trick. Here we go. Headline. Homeland Security raids Diddy Mansions, what we know. This is 3 minutes ago. Agents from the Department of Homeland Security, they raided Sean Combs' house in Los Angeles and Miami on Monday. They raided his ass.
That got their attention, I wonder.
Oh, but there's been rumors that he's been sex trafficking, selling dope. There's been rumors that he's been with TJ Jakes and big wild parties, homosexuality on the down low.
That's really bugging you, isn't it? The down low stuff.
The down low. You know what a down low is in the hood. You know what a down low is, Pat?
Yes.
You know what? It's when you're gay and you're kind of still in the closet. You're on the down low. It's like, low. It's like, hi, hello, Rainbow Coalition. Hi there, Brian. I fell down. Look, my hip. Look at me. Bend over, Brian. I go, don't trick me. That's what Pat did.
Are you going to tease me because my hip went out?
I'm a bad boy for life. Uh-uh. That's a Canadian move, not falling for it. So agents from the Department of Homeland Security raided Sean Poppy Combs' house in Los Angeles and Miami on Monday as part of an ongoing investigation into the rap mogul, better known as Diddy, which rhymes with titty. And we all know that Pat has titties.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Yes, I do. I do.
Rather difficult large ones.
That's right. There's enough for everybody. Pat could feed a whole orphanage full of babies. and never be run out of milk.
I just wish someone would donate some to me.
I know.
Possibly what?
I look like a string mop turned upside down.
Oh, geez.
Wow. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get my mind off the
breathlessness
now.
He tries to feed me every time I turn around.
Wow. You know, it has... I feel sorry for women with big breasts and women with small breasts. It's like one in at the end and one in. Women with small breasts have it easier than big breasts. It must be hard for Pat to lay down and sleep, and she can't sleep on her stomach. I bet you, you know what I mean? It's like her back probably hurts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff with that, right? Right,
Pat? A friend of mine, she's like that. She can't sleep on her stomach at all.
Not at all.
None.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like me, because when you have a big penis, it's the same way. I can't really sleep on my stomach. Sometimes if I have a horny dream, I rise above and you can spin me with my feet because I'm like a top if I sleep on my stomach. I don't know.
You're so full of proof,
Brandon. I'm a bad boy. Don't you wake up the bad boy, Pat. Don't you tip me. Going back to P. Diddy.
Take it all.
I know. Going back to P. Diddy. So this is what's happening with him now. So apparently the surprise raid comes after a lawsuit filed in recent months by a former producer, Rodney Jones, and longtime girlfriend, Casey. Let me tell you something. You know, guys, let me tell you something. Don't worry about the law. You have a lawyer. Don't worry about going to jail. You got friends there. Worry about the ex-girlfriend and the ex-wife. That will get you. The ex-wife and the ex-girlfriend always will get you. They will get you. They know. They will get you. They know where the bodies are buried. They know your secrets. They know your weakness. And they wait. They know when your most vulnerable time is where they get you. That's where they pounce on you. They take your bones and bury it in the backyard, and they burn it. That's what they do. They'll wait for how many years? It could be 10 years. They go, I'm waiting. Because that motherfucker is going to slip. And when he does... I'm going to be there to pick his ass up and put him in a grinder, bury his bones in the backyard, water the gravesite, and grow daisies. They'll never find that motherfucker. That's how they do it in the American way. I don't know how they do it in Canada, but we got a lot of daisies over here in America.
Tell you, Brian.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure some people are pushing up daisies in Canada, too. Yeah, see, I'm growing a tomato patch. See, yeah, I'm a wise guy. Yeah, look at me, tomatoes everywhere. The surprise raid comes after lawsuits filed in recent months by his former producer Rodney Jones and longtime girlfriend Cassie, whatever you want to say. I say Casey, you say Cassie. Let's call the whole thing off. Among others. That alleged that Combs engaged in a pattern of sexual assault. That reminds me. I have to warn you, when you go to bed with me, it'll be sexual assault, meaning I'm not doing anything. It's just that when I pull down my pants, that's already, and I put it in you, that's already sexual assault. Uh-oh. You're assaulting me with that big, dang assault. I don't know where I'm going with this. Uh-oh.
There's a store around town that next time I go, there's something they've got. I'm going to take a picture and show you.
I was talking. Are you guys familiar? There's a sports thing called Dick's Sporting. We have it in here in the United States. I don't know if you guys have it. You have Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah, we got them.
Well, was talking to. Pat is a big sporting goods store called Dick's Sporting Goods. And so
I'm
talking to somebody.
I'm not familiar, but I don't go shopping.
It's a sporting. Okay, but it's a big sporting goods. Robin knows what. So I'm talking to this person.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about sports, and it was a female. And they're talking about March Madness. I'm into March Madness. It's the basketball for college. I'm into, and we're talking about March Madness. And she goes, yeah, I'm into sports too. I go, yeah, you know, the sporting goods store. She goes, yeah, I'd like to send you a dick pic. She goes, what? Yeah, I'll send you a dick pic. She goes, what? And I send her Dick Sporting Goods. You know, where you get the sporting, the baseballs, and on sale. And it worked then, because maybe I was high and it was a good joke, but okay, I feel flat here.
Like hunting supplies and fishing supplies, all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. You got hunting, you got all the sports, and it's at Dick's.
That's where I buy my practice rounds there.
Wow. See? Robin knows. Right, because Robin knows Dick. Robin knows Dick. There you go. So anyway, boys and girls, going back to the story.
Yes.
They allege that Combs engaged in a pattern of sexual assault and trafficking dating back to the early 1990s. He was trafficking.
I believe that.
Wow. As information emerges on a federal criminal investigation, below is everything we know about Combs and his legal situation. Why did the Homeland Security raid Diddy Mansion? Well, agent was, they called a Homeland Security investigation, were in charge of the raid on Monday on Combs Mansion. And I know where Homeby Hills is in Los Angeles, and his two homes in Miami, according to the statement. The DHS said that its agents executed law enforcement action as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from local law enforcement. Little is known about the inquiry itself, but it was being led by federal prosecutors in Manhattan along with agents from Homeland Security investigations. There's a bunch of probes going on, illegal cross-border movement of people. Illegal cross-border movement of people. Round them up. Whew. Yeah. Come on, illegals, border crossing people. Come on. Whew. Round them up. Yeah. Rolling. Keep the hose up rolling.
I don't get it.
sex trafficking. So he's rounding up people going across the border. So he went across the border of people, movement of people, meaning he was sex trafficking people over the border.
Oh, my God. Some people.
Don't you round up the bad boy in me, because the bad boy in me will tell you all about it. Don't you do that. Next thing you know, you'll be in a van going across the border. There you go. I'm sex trafficking psychics. I'm sex trafficking psychics. Oh, boy. Here we go again.
How much can you get for me?
Oh, I can get a lot. How much can I get? See, now you went part of the action. How much? I went part of it. I got 40%. I get 40% in this operation.
No.
Wow. That's on fire. Oh, my God. We woke up the bad naughty Pat. How much you get for me? Uh-oh, I'm bending over again. That's okay. I got 50. Do I hear $100? $100. $100 going once. $200. $200 on Pat bending over. Pat's bending over once. She's bending over twice. $300. $300 on Pat bending over three times. Sold to the gentleman who's a midget. So, I'm just selling Pat. I'm selling Pat. Put her on the auction block. And that's it. Until Pat escapes again, we put her back on the auction block.
It's you that likes midgets.
That's right. You sold to the little guy who's 3 feet tall. Yeah. Go right, Pat. All right. Little is known about the inquiry itself. Do the New York Times report that it's still being led by federal prosecutors in Manhattan. when they call out agents from Homeland Security and they do investigations on your ass, it goes into federal stuff now. You're in federal stuff. If you're going to break the law, I'd rather break it in federal penitentiary because those guys have it easy. They call it Club Fed because they have it easy. You know, they take it easy. They got TV. They got good meals. It's clean. I mean, if you're going to do the crime, do federal crime. It's a country club.
I dated a guy a long time ago. He was quite a bit older than me. And he used to, sell certain herbs. And he would only make deliveries on the Natchez Trace Parkway because if he went down, he was going down federal.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he would sell about 10 pounds at a time. So, yeah.
Damn.
He was going to make sure it was going to be at federal. You know, the Natchez Trace Parkway is not that far from, you know, our area, so.
Wow. Look at you. You're a bad woman. You are a badass, Robin. Robin the badass. Dating guys with 10 pounds.
He did all this before I was born. He did all that before I was born.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay. So he was quite a bit older. So you were like 19 and he was like 45, something like that?
21 and he was 44.
Whoa. How did I know that?
Yeah,
because I'm a psychic.
You can imagine about how much my parents like that.
Oh, God, I can imagine. It's like he saw you and go, here, kitty. You go, meow.
No, he was afraid of me at first.
Wow.
Or not really afraid, just, I don't know, really shy around me.
Wow. Where did you do that?
But I had to speak first.
So what did you do to this guy? Were you like the mob mom or the mob chick, and this guy was the old mobster selling his $10 bundle of weed, and you were like,
no,
were you?
It wasn't $10 bundles. He would sell 10 pounds at a time.
10 pounds? 10 pounds of weed?
That's why I said, if it went down, he was going down federal.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
Pat
he was going to Natchez Trace Parkway. But he did all that back in the 80s. I was probably born late 80s, early 90s. But, yeah, he had already graduated high school before I was born.
Wow. And, by the way, if you look at the marquee, Robin's on the marquee. So, you see, that's Robin's picture on the marquee. If you're looking at the marquee, there she is. There's Robin in her glory.
Where?
On the marquee? I put it on the marquee.
Oh, thank you. I did not.
Promoting you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Sex trafficking Robin. I'm not sex trafficking Robin. I'm just giving you a tease. Leave her alone.
Thank you.
Leave her. You're welcome. She has enough problems on these, you perverts.
I can't see that. I'm in Canada.
Yeah, if you look at the marquee, you'll see the pictures. There you see Robin there.
I don't know where that is.
Well, if you get to the show, I'll put it in your messenger so you'll see it.
Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome, kiddo. I'm promoting you because you need the spotlight. There you go, man.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to put it in your thing. Let me see. There we go. Here you go, Robin. And all you have to do is just look at, here we go. Let me see, Robin. There you go. And then all you have to do is hit the link, and then you'll see the thing. You're welcome, Robin. And then you'll see the pictures of you. And there you are. Just hit the pictures in the middle. There we go. There's Robin.
Oh.
There she is. You're right before Trump. You're right before Donald Trump.
Oh.
Thank you. I didn't know
you're
that.
Welcome.
You're Trump fuckery. Yeah. That's funny. I like that.
Yeah, you're right between the Trump fuckery. You're the gift before the fuckery. It doesn't sound like right. But anyway. You know what I mean.
At first I was like, wait a minute. How do I do that?
Yeah, I want everybody to know that you're working with me and you're booking people, and there you go. And we're going back
Thank
to
you.
The story. So you're welcome, kiddo.
Oh, okay.
Little is known about the inquiry itself through the New York Times reports that it's being led by the federal prosecutors in Manhattan. Also, they're doing goods, money, technology, and other contraband throughout the United States, according to the federal agency website. NBC Los Angeles and NBC Times report that the inquiry is related to sex trafficking and another area handled by the HSI, which is Homeland Security Investigation. Don't believe me. This is the official word. Here we go, going to the news. Before we go to the news, we got to get official. I don't have my Sammy School. Usually I have my Sammy School, but I don't have her in the studio today, so I have to do it. Here we go. We got to do the news swipe. Here we go. That's the news, and here it is.
Yep, that's it.
Investigation tonight into alleged sexual assaults and sex trafficking.
Two of his lightning. One of the homes is located on South Ica Ullman.
And I'm Cher Calvin. Rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs is at the center of a federal investigation tonight into alleged sexual assaults and sex trafficking.
Two of his lavish mansions were raided by Homeland Security agents as the probe is widening. One of the homes is located on South Mapleton Drive in Holmby Hills. Sky 5 was over the scene as agents were in and out of the home all day long. Combs was not at home at the time of the raid and is said to be in Miami.
All of this, a stunning development for Combs, who denies all of the allegations. KTLA 5's Mary Beth McDade is live in Holmby Hills with the latest on this investigation. Mary Beth.
Well, Mike and Cher, the raid is over, and the road here in front of Sean Combs has reopened. We've actually seen several cars entering his property here tonight. Now, Combs was spotted in Miami after the two raids. However, it's unclear exactly where the rapper is tonight. The feds raid Sean Combs' Holmby Hills estate, while another team descends upon the rap mogul's Miami mansion.
I live in the area, and I heard, like, the helicopters, and I looked at the news, and a friend actually texted me, like, look at the news, because, like...
I like these people. Let's go to an eyewitness who saw the whole thing. What did you see? I see him once in a while, and he was there, and he's a nice guy. I don't really know him. I just saw all the cops and everything. I'm glad he didn't come to my house. Is there a reward? Because I know the dude. It's that guy. They always get that guy. That guy. He's always the witness of that guy. He doesn't know shit, but they need to talk to somebody. They need to talk to somebody. I never met the guy, but I know him. I saw him in his underwear, and he has some hose going in the house. I like the hose. I couldn't afford the hose, but I saw the hose. And here's the guy. Here's the witness.
Descends upon the rap mogul's Miami mansion.
I live in the area, and I heard, like, the helicopters, and I looked at the news, and a friend actually texted me, like, look at the news, because, like, he knows how close I live to him.
It's always about this guy. I heard the helicopters, and my friend texted me, and he said, look at the news, and I look at the news, and I'm on TV. He knows nothing about nothing, but he's talking about himself. I lived here for 10 years. Okay, goodbye. Do you know Pat? Okay, goodbye.
And no one day, I hope they see his house, because I want a house in Miami.
Yeah.
They can give it to me.
Exactly. This guy knows nothing about Puff Daddy. They need to get somebody on the news. Let's see how long does it take for him to say, I know nothing.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see how long it takes for him to say, I have not a clue what you're talking about. Here we go.
Mogul's Miami Mansion.
I live in the area, and I heard, like, the helicopters, and I looked at the news, and a friend actually texted me, like, look at the news, because, like, he knows how close I live to him.
Homeland Security agent.
Well, thank you for on the scene reporting. He knows how close I live to him, and I looked at the news, and I saw the... Well, thank you, sir. You're an eyewitness. Oh, my God, right? Can't you do better than that? Here's an eyewitness, and let's see what happens.
Upon the rap mogul's Miami mansion.
I live in the area, and I heard, like, the helicopters, and I looked at the news, and a friend actually texted me, like, look at the news, because, like, he knows how close I live to him.
Homeland Security agents could...
Yeah. I heard the helicopter, and my friend called me to look at the news, and I look at the news, and I saw Pat, and Pat was smoking her volcano, and then I don't know Pat, but I like to know Pat, and then my friend called me and texted me, and he has a picture of Pat bending down, and I don't know Pat, and I like to smoke some weed. Who are we talking about again?
You'll see me on Google Earth smoking on my porch.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Nothing. Okay. Got the weed. Here we go.
He's seen swarming the L.A. area residents and detaining several people. Apparently, two of those detained were Combs' sons.
I'm shocked and not shocked. You know, like, you hear all the rumors and all of this stuff that goes on about, like, the wild sex parties and stuff and, like, all of the things he has people do to become famous.
The raids reportedly have to do with a federal probe out of New York involving possible sex trafficking and sexual assault, among other allegations related to 54-year-old Combs. Earlier today, Homeland Security investigators out of New York confirmed law enforcement actions were taken as part of an ongoing investigation with the help of agents in L.A. and Miami. The raids come 4 months after Combs' ex-girlfriend, singer Cassie, accused him of sex assault and sex trafficking. Several others have since reportedly filed similar suits.
The officers would have executed that search warrant to gather any type of evidence to prove or establish that a crime has been committed and he is the person that committed the crime.
And Combs has denied any wrongdoing in any of the cases. For now, reporting live here in Holmby Hills, Mary Beth McDade, we'll send back to you guys in the studio.
I say he's innocent, free. Yeah, free Puff Daddy.
For them to say, hey, yeah, I did it, so you know.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, they'll say, I did it.
Yeah, like he's going to admit it. I did it. I caused the traffic jam. I sex trafficked. Yeah, P. Diddy. And the hoes have my initials on their ass. P. Diddy.
Bucking all at my house. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And I went in, as P. Diddy goes, I am P. Diddy. And as I go to jail, I want to give a shout out to Pat. What up, Pat? I'm going to jail right now. Send me that care package. There you go.
One thing I would love to hear someone say, you know, them say, oh, of course there's a nine in charge. No, they said, I did it. Yeah.
Trump would. Trump, what? I did it like no other people did it. I did it like no other. Like nothing you ever seen before.
No.
I did.
He's the biggest. He's the biggest denier. He denies everything.
Yeah.
He even denied things that he said.
That's true. That is true. I didn't say that. Some people said it, not me. You're absolutely right. I say he's innocent. Look at the charges. Three more women and one man. And one man sued him. Who's the bitch man? Me. What's your name? Jose. I'm suing. I'm going to get in that suit. I'm going to call them and say I'm suing too. I'm going to get on that suit. They'll settle.
They can't keep his bum shut.
That's true. One guy. The guy.
What if you could sue him because you didn't get invited to the party?
I don't know. It's probably true. But he's allegating rape and sexual harassment and sex trafficking in one of the lawsuits. You know, it's some gay guy going, oh, you're going to do it? I'm going to do it,
probably,
too. And that's peace. You know that's going on. Yo, I'm going to do it, too. Dude, you're a dude. I don't care. I'm getting on in
this.
I'm getting in on this. Yeah.
The sex trafficking was probably,
that's right.
He probably paid underage hookers.
He sure did. He paid.
That probably where that comes in to serve his party.
I think you're right. He paid underage hookers. I mean, you know, I gave charity for daycare hookers. Hookers underage in a charity. Daycare hookers. Hello.
But that, you wouldn't believe how much that happens.
We're underage hookers. We're underage hookers.
Yeah, that are like 18, you know, that are even 20 years old. Yeah, they'll pay them to come to, you know, service their party and, you know,
they
provide
do.
Entertainment. And that is a sex trafficking law.
That is true.
I did not know that until just recently, but yeah, that is.
That,
yep.
There's, yep. And that's what it says. He says alleged rape, sexual harassment, sex trafficking. And in one lawsuit, producer Rodney Jones alleged that Combs and his staff were involved in sex trafficking in Florida, New York, California, and in the U.S. Virgin Islands, who were no longer virgins since he'd been there.
Yeah, well, like I said, all he had to do is pay, underage girls to work these parties, and right there, that adds a sex trafficking charge. I did not
know that. That's right. Throw him in the van. Throw him in the van. See, you know what I think? See, here's, I don't know, dude. I mean, wow. On a serious note, damn, you have to have some strong evidence for the Homeland Security to get involved in this bullshit. I mean, rumors were going on about the parties, and he's not even hiding the shit. You know, the van probably has P. Diddy on his side, you know, sparkles on it, and you know,
how
going down the street picking up underage hookers. I mean, my God, it's like a... I mean, he's not hiding the shit. Whoa.
And they may have even been, like, undocumented girls, you know, that were brought from a different country.
That's what I would do. Get that undocumented in there. Give it a little spice of life. Those underage and illegal documents and documented people. Get them in there. Round them up. Yeah. Rolling. Get those immigrants rolling. I say he's innocent. I need more proof. That Diddy. Did the titty, if you know what I'm saying. Diddy did the titty.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, for Homeland Security to get involved, they must have some proof that they're not.
They might.
Not coming out with.
Well, it says here, this was like, when was this taken? And this was 2 minutes. 2 minutes ago. Diddy comes home and accused of Cassie of rape and years of abuse in a lawsuit. Well, I disagree with that.
Yeah,
if you don't know who Cassie is, she's going to say she's been raped. I disagree with that bullshit. And I have proof. I have proof. I know. You know why I have proof? I'll tell you why I have proof. I got proof. They said, Brian, where's the proof? I'll give you proof.
Okay.
Him and Cassie were in a relationship for 11 years.
The first time something like that happened to me, that would be the end of it.
Right. I can imagine your lovely guy come home. Because, hi, honey, I'm back from France.
Hey, yeah, that was last night.
Yeah. You look like a brisket. Look at that. Look at you. I love the cheese. You look like a very Jew. Oh, oui, oui, I love you. And you go, I love you, too. Yes, yes, Ryan, I love you. Oh, yes, when I was in France, I learned the language of love. Here, kiss my succulent lips. Oh, here you go, Ryan. But, Ryan, I have to call Brian. Okay, I will wait in the bedroom while you call Brian. Brian, I'm not going to be in tomorrow. But Brian came home. Goodbye, Brian. What? Okay, hey, I'm back, Ryan. Oh, here's my lips. Oh, yes, they could do the show without me. Ooh, you taste like a cinnamon cracker. Here's my tongue. Suck it. Insane.
Viewers.
I see Ryan. Oh, I'm going to tell you naughty things. Oh, I love the naughty talk. Yes, I learned the naughty talk. Are you ready, naughty talk? Yes, tell me something naughty. Oh, Pat, bend over. Oh, Pat, bend over. Naughty, naughty. Oh, I'm jumping on myself now.
You're not getting over that, are you?
It's naughty. That's what happened. I'll call you tomorrow, Bryce. Oh, that's what happened. Welcome home, Ryan. Welcome home, buddy. Welcome home.
Thank you. Hey, I had to get up and go to work again today.
I know. He's a busy guy.
He's been on a work trip. Been on a work trip all week, and then now he's got to work. But then again, he did get to spend the weekend in Paris, so I'm a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Did he bring you a gift? Did he bring a gift from Paris?
He did. He hasn't gotten it out yet of a suitcase. Actually, the thing I want more than anything when he goes overseas is a rock.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And actually, he has people that he works with when they travel.
Mm-hmm.
They'll bring me back a rock. I said, it doesn't have to be big.
A rock?
A small rock, and just tell me where it came from. Yeah.
Really? You like rocks?
Mm-hmm.
R-O-C-K?
Mm-hmm.
Rocks?
Yeah, just like it. Yeah, my mom, the first time we went to France, he brought me back a rock. And then he went to Germany because it was really close, and they have a plant in Germany, too. So I asked him, I said, bring me back a rock from Germany. He brought me back a chunk of concrete. I said, bring me back a real rock.
Jesus Christ. Wow, when did you get into collecting rocks? That's unusual. That's interesting. When did you get, were you a little girl?
Yeah, actually, I started, I had a pet rock when I was little. But, you
oh,
know,
I remember that. I remember,
yeah, the pet rock.
I remember the
pet rock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a rock when you put a wig on it. And then,
well, I never did put a wig on mine. I just had
it. Put a wig on my rock.
My pet rock.
Wow. Wow. Look at that. I tried to get rocks and made them try to get those rocks off, but it wouldn't work.
And I like all kinds. I like, just the ones you pick up off the ground and the ones that, come out of diamond mines as well.
Well, I'm in California. I'd be happy to throw a rock at you, and you can catch it. A rock from California.
If you can throw that far.
Yeah, I can throw that. Watch out, Robin. Catch this. I can throw that far. I got a cannon for an arm.
That's good. I can throw some sand off of the beach. Yeah,
that's right.
In the Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm.
I bring you a rock, baby. I bring you a rock. and so, John, he was in a shooting, New York shooting. In April 1999, Combs was charged with assaulting Steve Stolt. He was at Interscope Records. Stolt was the manager of NAS, N-A-S, with whom Combs had filmed a video earlier that year for Hate Me Now. I remember the song Hate Me Now. He was concerned about the video, which featured a shot of Nas and Combs being crucified with blasphemous stuff. He asked for his scenes on the cross to be pulled, but after the video aired unedited on MTV, Combs visited the staff office and injured him. He injured him. What did he do? I think he shot him. And then he did a thing called Forever. Combs' second solo album was released by Bad Boy Records. And he's being ousted, blah, blah, blah. The album reached positive to mixed reviews, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Let's see. He did a lot of shit. In 2010, 2013, Diddy, Dirty Money and Acting, Combs created a rap supergroup known as the Dream Team. The group consists of Combs, Rick Ross, DJ Khaled, and like Fat Joe, Busta Rhymes, Red Cafe, Fabulous, and Pat.
Oh, well, I didn't know about that.
Pat was a rapper.
Keep up with, you know, rap music anymore. Ever since, you know, my since the
Pat
dad
said, she was a rap honey. She was a rap honey. And then Combs played a role in comedy, Get Him the Greek, blah, 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 resulting singers, Don. He knows a lot of people. See, the thing about it is that he knows a lot of people, and there's rumors that these people were involved. It's like a list. He has a list like what's his name? Remember the one who died in prison who hung himself? Forgot what his name was.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and his girlfriend.
Yeah, somebody got him.
Yep, in 1998, P. Diddy started his Fashion Designers of America. He got an award for menswear, believe it or not. And won in 2014. The California billionaire Ronald Buick invested $100 million into the company. $100
million.
See, you know when people... $100 million for him to launch his fashion designer thing called Made in America. See, when we hear like, oh, Sean, P. Diddy got his own line of fashion and his own line of perfume, we're thinking that he did it by himself. He started the shit with $100 million the guy gave him into the company in 2003.
If somebody gave me that kind of money, I could make a very good company out of it.
You sure can. I mean, even Pat will bend over for that kind of money. $100 million?
Yeah,
I might.
If she's like me, she might have to have somebody help her get back up.
I know. I'll have to pay you more to get me back up. Yeah, it's $150.
My hip flops up. Oh, I can't move.
Oh. I know. Hey, wait a minute. Girls, ladies, I'm going to interrupt this program for a very special announcement.
Ooh,
I need y'all to play, and it's only for the for the morning crew. Okay.
Oh.
Seriously.
Okay.
Okay, and it's a special announcement,
and
I'm going to do it. Today's lottery. You won't believe how much it is. You want to guess how much today's lottery is? The not the power.
No, I don't think I could.
I couldn't guess it. I don't know.
Okay, let me tell you what
a
it
billion?
Is. It's $1.13 billion. It's up to $1.13 billion today. $1.13 billion.
I wish I could.
Can you believe
buy
that?
A ticket.
Well, you're going to.
That would be awesome.
You're going to. Wait a minute. You're going to. It's only good for It's only good for the morning crew. The lottery is up to $1.13 billion.
Yeah, John said he's morning crew.
You know what, John? You know what John is? You know what a John is? So wait a minute. Let me put your name down, Pat. Hold on. Robin. Hey, Robin, do you have the lottery where you are? Can you guys play where
you are?
Actually,
in Alabama, we don't, but, you know, we I live like 20 miles from the Tennessee state line, so we can
Are you going to get a ticket? Let me see.
I don't know. Probably not tonight.
Well, you're going to get one. Okay, Pat, here's the hard part. I want you to give me six numbers. Give me six numbers. This will be your ticket. Give me six numbers.
9, 18.
Wait a minute. 09. Okay.
18, 23.
Is 42
of us?
42. Go ahead.
38.
Wait a minute. And a mega number, give me a mega number. What is your mega number?
How high do they go?
You got one more number.
But what's the top number choice?
Oh, the top number? That's a good one. I think it goes into the 80s. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, 56.
Okay. That's a good question. When you write your own ticket, I think it could go up to 99, really, because if you're doing your own ticket, I cannot see why not. Okay, but you're sure with those numbers.
No wonder nobody's won it.
Well, I don't know.
The odds are rough.
The odds are rough, but somebody wins. There was a guy who won yesterday or 2 days ago. It was up to $585 million. He hit all five numbers, and I think he got like maybe $20 million. You know, when it gets to be like the billion, even if you call, mm-hmm. even if you hit three numbers, or four numbers, you could be a millionaire. That's how big it is.
Yeah.
So, even if you miss, yeah, that's how big it is. Robin,
okay.
Here you go, babe.
Yep.
Give me six numbers.
Six numbers. All right. We'll start with eight.
Eight. Okay.
Thirty-nine.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
That's what I said. The numbers I had in mind were really close to hers.
Okay. Well, she doesn't have an eight. She has a nine, but she doesn't have an eight.
The reason I picked eight was because of Honey.
Okay.
She's 8 years old.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm 39, so that's why I say, okay, well,
you got 46. Okay, you got three more.
Eighty-four.
I don't know if it goes as high as 84. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, that's a good question.
If not,
48. Wait a minute, let me see. Let me see. How high can your lottery numbers go to? See if I can get the answer on that. 13. You guys want to hear how to increase your chances of winning the lottery? They give you 13 tips. You want to hear that? You know, who knows? Let's see. Here it is. Eight. I don't see the big numbers. There's six. I see a 70. I see a 70, but I don't see any 80s.
Okay. 48 will work.
70%. Okay. Wait. Here's a scratcher. I see a 49. Be safe with the 49s. And I saw 55 at one time. I know I did.
Okay. 49 will work.
59. Yeah, I saw that. choose at least called numbers. Choose at least called numbers in a lottery. If you don't want to split your jackpot prize, if you do win, pick the least numbers called. These are the least numbers called in the lottery. 60, 39, 9, 11, 47, 40, 30, 2, 5, and 46. Yeah, I don't see anything like 88 or 99 or anything. I do see like 46 or 60 is the last one I'm familiar with.
Okay, well, there was a couple in there we got. I was saying 64, but I don't know, that may be a,
I think that, no, I think you could. I think that's, I remember 60s. I remember the 60s. In fact, I remember 70s, but I never went as high as 60. But you want 60? Okay.
Let me give you 60. We'll throw in 60.
Let me give you 60. And if they don't have 60, I'll pick a number for you, but I'm pretty sure they have 60. Okay, so you're at 60. Let me see, 60. Okay, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and one more number, which is your power number. One more number.
Okay. That would be, I would say 10.
10. Write the numbers down, you guys. Pat, write your number down. Your numbers are...
What the hell I said now?
Yeah, I got them. I got them here. I got them here. I'll repeat them to you.
Okay, good, because I don't remember mine.
You guys don't remember your numbers? Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, my God. See, I could win. I could take this, and you guys win. I could go somewhere. You guys would. Here you go, Pat. I mean, Robin, these are your numbers, Robin.
Okay.
They're in your Facebook Messenger. They're in your Facebook Messenger.
Okay, thank you.
Wait a minute. No, those are Pat's numbers. No, those are not yours. Those are Pat's. Wait a minute. Let me get yours.
Brian.
Let me get yours.
John just said it goes up to 69.
Does it?
It goes up
it?
To 69.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that.
I know
that.
You
I've still
pick 69. So.
Did you want to pick? What do you want to do? You want to pick? You want
no,
to change one of your numbers?
69.
Okay.
Oh, the other thing, the Powerball only goes to.
Ooh, thank you.
1 to 26.
Mm-hmm. That's the Powerball.
I knew that one was a lower one, and Powerball.
Yeah, that's
like
a lower. We're going with the Mega. It's a $1.3 billion dollars right now. It's the Mega is the one we're looking at. And
the
you can
Mega.
Go to the lottery page.
That splits you away. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay, Pat, I'm putting it in your Facebook, okay? This is Robin's number, and I'm going to put your number there. Hold on. Let me see, Pat. This is your number. I'm going to put it in the Facebook. Here you go, Pat. There you go. This is your number. Check it tonight. It'd be after 8 o'clock California time. Check it tonight. You have Pat, there's your number, 09-18-23-42-38-56. That's your number. And Robin's number is above you. There you go.
Thank you.
So what's the Powerball number?
You want 23 to be your Powerball? Okay, then we have to change it. Well, you don't have. Wait a minute. You want 23 to be. Then that means I'm gonna have to switch it over. Meaning that I'll put 23 at the end and 56 where the 23 is. That's what you want?
Yeah, because the Powerball only goes up to 20
something.
No, this is Mega. But this is Mega. We're not doing Powerball.
Okay, you can leave it.
Okay, want to leave it?
We don't have.
Yeah,
that
you're doing Mega. You're doing Mega.
Powerball.
Not the Powerball.
Okay.
Now, where's Laverne and Melissa? I know Laverne is listening. I'll contact her later to see if she wants to give me some numbers. Melissa, too. And then check. Oh, it goes 1 to 70. Okay.
The gold ball is 1 to 25.
Which one? The Powerball?
Gold ball is 1 to 25.
Okay. Yeah, we're just doing the Mega. We're doing the Mega.
It goes to 70.
Yeah. And the Mega, if you look at it, the Mega is $1.13 billion, and they're going to draw tonight. They're drawing tonight. The Powerball is up to $865 million. They're at $865 million. And they draw, well, they draw yesterday. That was Monday. They drew Monday.
Really? I thought it was Saturday. I thought it was Wednesday.
Right.
Saturday. But then again,
well, yesterday was Monday. Yeah, but yesterday
was
Monday.
We should play them both so that, you know, well, in case we have the numbers for the wrong one.
Well, you have.
Yeah, that would
you
really
have, well,
be bad.
That's not going to draw again. Well, that's not going to draw again until next, I think, maybe Wednesday. Wednesday is going to draw Wednesday. And see how much it is first, because that might get up to... Nobody won. I don't think anybody won. It's up to $865 million, maybe. I'm going to see if anybody won Powerball. That's the Powerball. See if anybody won the Powerball. Let me see. Powerball. See if anybody won that. Powerball numbers, 7. I got the number, but... Anybody won Powerball jackpot? No. The jackpot climbing up to $865 million. Nobody won. Wow. It continues. They're up to $865. They draw on Monday nights. They draw on Monday nights. So, wow. They're going to get up to they're going to get into the billions, I guarantee you. The odds are at 1 in 292.2 million dollars. I mean 2 million. 1 in 292.2 million. That's the odds. But if you don't play, the odds are higher that you will not win. If you don't play, the odds are higher that you won't win.
Not unless you find a ticket or something.
Exactly. Exactly. I can't get back in the studio, and I think your time is – I got to get back in and do the time because my time is almost up. I can't get back in. Uh-oh. I can't get back in the studio, kids. That means I can't set that clock. If you're leaving us, don't forget tomorrow – what's tomorrow? The 27th. I will be on tomorrow to tell you the numbers, the lottery numbers, who won.
Okay.
Might be Pat and John. Yeah, they're going to draw California time at 8. You can always go to lottery.com on the website, lottery.com, and they'll tell you the winning numbers, lottery.com.
Oh, okay. And, are you going to have a show tomorrow, or are you busy?
I might come on later. I have something I got to do tomorrow, but it's in the morning.
Okay.
And I didn't get back in. Oh, we got 2 more minutes. I got back in time. Hold on. Hold on. Let me extend the show just a little bit because I got to finish this story. Tomorrow they're going to draw at 8 o'clock California time. So that's 8, 9, 10, 11 p.m. your time. 11 p.m. your time, they will draw. So when you wake up tomorrow morning, you can go to lottery.com and look and see if your numbers drew. Right there. You have your numbers in your Facebook, so nobody's doing any funny business. Now, the deal is, if you win, I get 40%.
I thought we all split it equally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's still a lot of money.
Oh, come on. You're going to be a billionaire. Come on.
Like I said, that's still a lot of money. I don't care.
Come on. Toss me a cookie.
You realize the government takes half, eh, Brian?
They do. I still get 40%. You're still going to be a millionaire. You're still going to be a millionaire. You'll still be a millionaire.
Okay, I'd be happy with that. Wouldn't
exactly. You're still going to be a millionaire. It's not like I'm going to take half. 30%. 30% sold. You're still going to be a millionaire. Pat is the one who goes, Pat will have virtual money going, I'm not going to bet all of it. It's virtual money, Pat. I'm still going to save it. I'll bet half.
I can't gamble. I can't gamble.
I know you can't. Well, the payout.
If you really wanted to come up with some numbers, Pat, you ought to draw them off the deck.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
going to
take the cash payout, I'll just, but he's right. But Pat's right. If you're going to take the cash payout, you get only $537.5 million if you decide to take the cash. is $537 million. Over $500 million, kids. Wow.
Yeah.
$0.5 million. That's what they do in cash. That's what they get in cash if your numbers come up. So, kids, check it. Check it. We're the only ones that gamble on Blog Talk. I can hear Blog Talk now. Mr. Jackson, yes, Blog Talk. Okay. Did you review the rules again? Yes, I did. You cannot cuss. You cannot swear. You cannot do this. I know, but you're still doing it. That's what they tell me. You're still doing it. You cannot play music because it's not copywritten. You got to behave. You got to watch the code of conduct. You got it, Mr. Jackson? Okay. Got it. You mother. Beep, 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 beep. And then I'm going to get it. All right, Mr. Jackson, we're going to go over the rules again. You cannot gamble live on the air. You cannot cuss.
Really? That's a rule?
I think we're the only show that does. Brian's opening up a speakeasy. He's gambling. He's opening up a casino over there.
I have no one. If it won any kind of money like that, first thing I would do is throw a massive party for everybody I knew.
Well, I'm coming over for that party. I'm coming over. Huh? I'm coming over there. In fact, if you win that much money, I'm driving by. I'm going to pick up John. I'm picking up Pat, and we're going. We got the passports. We're going over. We're going to Alabama. We're going to Alabama.
You're going to Alabama. I'd rent the
blog. You're going to Alabama.
And have a blast.
That's right. Here I come. Going to Alabama. So, okay, then we got to get – so those are the numbers, kids. So we have something to look forward to. We got a little play.
Oh, yeah.
Look forward to. Now, who knows? Who knows? Somebody's going to win. It might well be us. Might be us. And
might be.
Yeah, and next Monday is going to be bigger. It's going to be just as much. It's already at the $865 million. Woo-hoo! Okay, going back, I just wanted to do that before our story ends. And I will get you, Melissa, and I will get you, Laverne, Vernie. I'll call you after the show and get your numbers on there. So anyway, we go back to the story. Well, here's the bottom line. I don't know. Does anybody care? I don't know. So there's been rumors that P. Diddy's been having sex trafficking. They're going to get him on that. When you call in Homeland Security, that's not a hunch. That means there's some evidence. There's some hardcore evidence on your black ass. Somebody called Homeland Security on your black ass. And
the thing is,
I heard that he
was reveal what they've got.
Right.
Go ahead.
And last time I heard, he was on his private jet in a Caribbean. I don't know if he flew somewhere else. But, you know, I'm always suspicious when the ex-wife calls in the marker and saying shit. I'm always suspicious.
I don't think you have to be in this case. I don't think you have to be suspicious in this particular case.
You don't think so? There's been so many. You might be right, Pat, because there's so many rumors. I mean, my God.
And there's so many people coming forward, and there's so many people arresting them today.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it says he's a father of seven children. He has seven kids.
Seven. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he can afford them.
I guess he could.
Yeah.
I guess he could. Seven kids. And looking at the baby mamas right now, none of us. He had one lady, her name is Porter. She died of pneumonia or natural causes or suspicious causes. He has twins. And... Well, that's it. And then we're going to go to Hollywood kind of thing. So we can go with that. And then you guys saw in the news about the bridge that went down, right?
Yep.
That bridge that collapsed today.
Wow. Which one?
It was in Baltimore. and apparently the ship went under the bridge, but something would happen to the ship, and it knocked the bridge, came coming down. It just fell down, boom, crumbled into the ocean. Eight people died. Let me see. Here we go. Here's the story. Here's the story, folks. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me see this. So you can hear it from, let me see. They won't. Okay, here we go. Here it is. Oh, they just have music. I hate when they do music. It's a timeline of the Baltimore Bridge collapse shows ship appearing to lose power. The ship was losing power that was approaching the bridge. They were losing power. They'll give you the timeline. Shortly before 1:27 a.m., the lights were out for approximately one minute. As the ship came to the bridge, the lights were out 1 minute. Then the container of the ship lights go out again. Since it's just music, I'm gonna cut out the music. The container of ship lights went out again. And here we go. And the ship is going towards the bridge. The lights went out. Then it came on. Heavy smoke is apparent on the video. There's heavy smoke coming out of the ship. A Coast Guard reports bridge collapsed and deployed search and rescue crews. That's it. And there's the bridge. Boom. Fall down. 911 dispatches a call to Baltimore City Fire Department for a water rescue. Eight men are in that water. Fire crews arriving on the scene reports a complete collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And everybody knows who Francis Scott Key is. Yes, you do. If you're a patriot, you know who Francis Scott Key is. You know the song.
You
know the song. It's an American song that we all sing it. Oh, say can you see?
Oh, that's I love it. The national anthem. It's a beautiful song. People can sing it. But a lot of people, most of them try and cannot. And when you can't, oh, my. It's kind of like nails on a chalkboard. It does to me. It does.
Let me see. Yeah, that was the Star Spangled Banner. I think it's Francis Scott Key. Let me make sure. So I make sure because I have to be accurate. I think it was him. Francis Scott Key. I think he sung that. I guess Key song. Let me see. I got to be accurate. I'm trying to remember my history. Who was Francis Scott Key? Whose namesake on the bridge, his poem became the Star Spangled Banner. See how good I am? I went to school. Mm-hmm. Told you. Yes. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn early light what surprise me we have?
Yeah, that's what it gets to be when you can't.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's right. And there's another one that I used to sing very well. Are you ready? There's another one that I sing very well. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Here we go. And there's another one that I made famous. Oh, Canada, our home and native land. True patriots love and all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free.
I can't sing.
Free.
I can't sing.
You can't?
Oh,
yeah,
not me. No. Even my mother told me, don't ever try to sing, especially in public. You're going to make a fool of yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
So I asked your mother, you know you can't sing.
I asked the cards if we're going to win. It said yes.
Yes.
Oh, good.
I love those cards.
Maybe crush, but, you know.
Why not? Why not? That's right. Why not? We had to sing. We, you know, what we should do is we should sing the Canadian national anthem for luck. I think we should. That would bring us luck. I think that would bring us luck.
I did not know that one.
Oh yeah, if you want, it's just like St. Patrick's Day, like a Barney Stone for the Irish. You got to sing the O Canada song. Here it is. If you don't know it, it sounds like this. French version. Here's the French version.
No thanks. No thank you.
Do you know the?
That's
the French.
Don't.
Do you know?
I don't want.
Do you know
to.
The French? Yeah, they have a French version of Canada.
I won't get in trouble today, but I don't want to hear about the French.
Yeah, they got a French version. Let's see. So let's see where we are. We're almost done. So we know about P. Diddy. There are some people, you should know this, and Robin should know this. And I think Pat is now interested in America politics. And she should know what's going on in America politics because it will affect when Trudeau shakes hand with Trump again, it will affect her. You got to know. What America does affects our allies. Am I true? Am I right? I'm right. We don't want Trump to get in office because he's going to make people pay. But anyway, forget it. Some people like Trump. It's okay. It's okay. Go Trump. So what we got to do, there's another person running. There's another person running for president. Have you ever heard of Robert F. Kennedy? He's a brother of John F. Kennedy, who was the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Robert F. Kennedy is running for president. Robert F. Kennedy.
That man, Brian.
Yeah.
That man needs more sandwiches than his picnic.
I know. I do know that. I do know. Well, if you never heard of Robert F. Kennedy, something about his voice bothers me. But here's Robert F. Kennedy. He is running for president of the United States. Here's Robert F. Kennedy. You don't like O Canada?
I don't like you singing.
You don't like me singing O Canada? Cindy said, Ken Michaels, if you sing that again, I'm going to beat the crap out of you. You don't like O Canada? She goes, I don't like you singing it. I'll beat the crap out of you. Hey, I call that sexual abuse because I'm naked. Sexual abuse. Here we go.
Of course you're naked.
The darling woman, the little woman. I'll beat the shit out of you. Yeah, the little woman. You know, that's nothing but violence, baby. That was for me. John F. Kennedy Jr., here we go. This is how he sounds. Listen to this. No, it's not.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I don't hear him. He's supposed to be talking. What is going on with this? Okay, they're waiting for him. Still waiting for him.
I remember him as a
kid. You know Robert F. Kennedy's running for president? Not Robert F. Okay, here he is. Here he's talking. How come I'm not hearing him?
Prosperity and in peace. I also wanted...
Ghosts are just across the bridge. So we've got dozens of volunteers here. They all have green badges, and they can all walk you through the steps in just a couple minutes to register for We the People. And that's how we're going to get Bobby on the ballot in California and eventually get him in the White House. So, yep. Thank you so much again for being here and being a part of this historical day.
How's everybody doing?
Not good.
There's a lot of energy in this building. Make some noise for RFK. Let's get keep the energy going.
I'm here on a protest.
Well, we're going to do something collaborative to make sure we continue to show our support. So I want everybody to pull out their phones right now.
Don't you hate when people tell you to do shit? That always makes me uncomfortable. All right, everybody, we're going to do things that are going to be fun. They go, oh, shit. I hate it. That's everybody stand up. Yeah, I don't want to. And you're the only asshole that's sitting down. I'm not standing up. You're not the boss of me. And you got to stand up. All right, everybody, I want you to wave like this, like you're a jerk. Here I am. That guy's not waving. Hey, wave, you asshole. And I got to wave. Don't you hate that when they tell you to? I know, right? Don't you hate it when they do that? The other second thing I hate is like, okay, we're all in a group. Let's stand up and introduce ourselves. No, I don't want to know you, and you don't want to know me. Let's just keep this anonymous, all right? You're not the kind of people I hang with. Let's keep this anonymous. Hi, I'm Sally. I live in Detroit. I love to knit. I have four cats. One cat's name is Ollie. I like Ollie. He has three legs, and he has no tail. And I call him Ollie. Shut up. Sit your ass down. Shut up. Your name. Hi, my name is Ken. My girlfriend's name is Barbie. You know our story. Shut up, Ken. Shut up. Shut up, Ken. So here's what he's going to do. So as soon as they say that shit, I'm out. Let me see. All right. Oh, here he is.
Let's go take back our country. God bless you.
Robert
Kennedy Jr.
Yeah? Where is he? Where is he?
We are told today that our nation is hopelessly divided, but I found something different as I travel this country. I have witnessed an upwelling of optimism that I've never seen before. Something is stirring in us that says it doesn't have to be this way. And so I've come here today to declare our independence from the tyranny of corruption, which robs us of affordable lives, our belief in the future.
What's funny about everybody, people think America must be the worst. I mean, he's up there saying, I'm going to save you from the tyranny of corruption. He's like, damn, America must be bad.
Well,
Donald Trump's saying, we're going to make it great again. Damn.
Yeah, but he also likes Russia.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's something wrong with this guy.
I think Trump thinks he's the next Julius Caesar, but he's not. You know,
Trump thinks if he bronzes his balls and throws them on the table, everybody's going to jump back.
Mm-hmm. True. Wow. Well, this guy,
I'm trying to get he got his vice presidency. He announced it today. I'm trying to get him to talk. Yeah, it's disturbing how he talks. Okay, here's a CNN anchor. She confronts RFK Jr. About vaccines. Okay, this is what he believes. He's a conspiracy theorist, and here's his belief. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., here's his belief on vaccines. This is from CNN. He's on CNN, and he's applying on his comments about the vaccines. He really doesn't believe in the vaccine. He doesn't believe this, but here we go. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Out of the 2024 election, polls are showing that voters are not happy with the possibility of a Trump-Biden rematch, and third-party candidates are set to play a decisive role in the race. Among them is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He announced his run as an independent in October after he ended his bid for the Democratic Party nomination. The latest poll from Quinnipiac University shows that in a three-way matchup against Trump and Biden, 21% of registered voters said they backed Kennedy. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joins me now to discuss all of this and more. Mr. Kennedy, thank you very much for being
here. Thank you very much for having me, Case.
Why do one in five Americans say that they're interested in your candidacy?
I think those are the people who've heard me speak.
Wow. His voice just drives me crazy. Excuse me. Capitalist America.
Can you imagine the State of the Union address by him?
No, no, I could not.
You could understand
it. I know I could not. Well, here he is again in his own voice. So what's going on with his voice? I'm going to have to Google to see if something's wrong with him.
Say that they're interested in your candidacy.
I think those are the people who've heard me speak. Those are the people who are listening to podcasts, listening to long-form interviews, and they want to change. They don't want to be told by either party that you have to choose between the lesser of two evils. And I think they want a candidate who's going to bring people together, who's going to inspire people, who cares about I'm the only candidate who's talking about what's happening to the middle class in this country, and you know this idea that if you work hard and you play by the rules, that you ought to be able to make a decent living, you ought to be able to afford a home, you ought to be able to raise a family, take a summer vacation, and put aside something for retirement. And that was the central problem.
Okay, here we go. I did some hunting here. Let's put him on hold. Before we make fun of him, I kind of Google what's going on with his voice. Apparently he has a disorder. It sounds like it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He has a disorder. He has a speech impediment. It sounds more than a speech impediment to me. I mean, the guy looks like he's gasping for air. He's worse than Biden. Now he has constantly been in the public eye. His manner of speaking cannot help but get some attention. It seems like speech is difficult for him and that his voice is constantly raspy. This is not as simple of a result of overusing his voice box due to rigors of giving rousing speeches. He has been diagnosed with a rare voice condition known as spasmodic dyslexia. Wow, he has that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what that is. I guess his voice, as I can guess without being a doctor, is probably spasms in his throat or his voice box. Let me see what that is. What a treatment for spasmodic dysphoria. Let me see here. What is spasmodic dysphoria? It is... muscles inside the vocal fold spasms make sudden involuntary movements interfering with vocal fold vibration. It makes your voice sound breathy, strained, or raspy. The changes may come. Oh, he has that. What is it? What is the cure for it? It says it's thought to be spasmodic dysphoria. It's thought to be caused by abnormal functioning in an area of the brain called the basal ganglia. Now we're getting into the brain. Now we're getting into what the hell is going on with this guy? Here's a treatment. It's a rare speech disorder that affects how your voice sounds. It can make your voice sound suddenly breathy, strained, or as if you lost your voice. Spasmodic dysphonia, symptoms may come and go. There's no cure for it, but there are treatments. There's no cure, but there are treatments. Voice therapy. This is the most common type. It's called spasmodic, making your voice suddenly sound strained, tight, and hoarse. The other one is called abductor spasmodic. The second most common type makes your voice sound very breathy. You may lose your voice, so there's no sound when you talk. There's no sound when you talk. How can you do the State of the Union? Like, hello, Eric. Thank you. What did he say? I don't know what he said. I don't know. I wish Pat was here to interpret because I don't know what he said. You can do that. There is signs where you can mix it, where people have issues with the voice strain, and then he goes out. Broken. It's broken because certain sounds cut off while they're speaking. It sounds shaky or trembling. That's what he has.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he has. He has a disorder, disorder.
Brian, you can't give him a bad reading over that because
you can't
help it.
I know. Mm-hmm. Now we feel bad. Bad Brian, very bad. I'm hanging my head in shame. But let's listen to him again. He's running for president, so we will hear him speak.
For this generation, particularly people 20 to 35, who I'm very, very strong with, are seeing that it no longer applies to them, and they're feeling betrayed.
You also have a very famous last name, especially in American politics. When you announced...
I'm going to give him kudos. Most people will be subconscious. Most people will be ashamed. Most people will hide, with just their friends. This guy is going for president. He's going to be giving speeches. He's going to say, I don't give a fuck. I don't. You do. You really have to admire him saying, this is what I have. F you. This is my message. And that's it. Tough titty. You got to give him that. That takes guts and courage.
Mr. Ron, members of the Kennedy family who were not happy about it. They wrote in a statement, quote, the decision of our brother Bobby to run as a third-party candidate against Joe Biden is dangerous to our country. And they said that while you might share the same name as our father, you do not share the same values, vision, or judgment. Today's announcement is deeply saddening for us. We denounce his candidacy and believe it to be perilous for our country. What have you said to your family?
Well, I have a big family. There's about 105. On 4th of July, when we sort of, when I last counted, so a lot of them support me, a lot of them don't. Listen, my family has a long, long relationship with President Biden. President Biden has a bust of my father behind him at the Oval Office. There's 5 members of my family who have jobs with the administration. So, I understand that some of them are troubled by my running against somebody who's an old, old family friend. And then some of them disagree with me on issues like the Ukraine war. And so, I was raised in a milieu where we argued with each other. We were actually orchestrated debates every night at the kitchen table, at the dining room table. There was a lot of passion, and we were encouraged, but we also know how to differ with each other.
There you go. We're going to go off the air pretty soon. You got to give him credit. You got to give him. Oh, wait, there's somebody at the door, and I have no pants on. I'll be right back. Pat, tell everybody. I really am. I'm going to go to the door with no pants. Tell everybody about your website. And, Robin, tell everybody about your guests that are coming up. I'm just going to go to the door for a minute. There you go. Take it away, girls.
Okay. Robin, you go first.
Well, as I said, the ones we have down so far, we've got Rick Singleton coming on Thursday. Yeah, he's going to be discussing his actual true crime book that he wrote about the Casey White and Vicky White
story, and then David Byrd is going to be coming on and the 4th of April to discuss his music, and I'm not exactly all sure.
That's Holly's husband, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's Holly's husband. And he's just as nice as he can be. I mean, just as nice as Holly.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice. They found each other.
They did. They've been together a while, too. Also, I've got other people, you know, kind of in the works, but I don't like to promise anything before I actually, you know for sure they're coming.
You don't want to scare them off, right?
No, I don't want to promise someone and then they say, well, I can't do it, and then I'll be like, uh-oh. So, you go ahead.
Okay, well, to contact me, you go through spiritualniagara.ca and look in the members directory under Pat Oberlein. I'm under readings and messages. I think I'm under house cleaning, too.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just mention I don't do windows. I don't do floors.
No, that's
well, you guys
my friend.
Well, you guys are great.
Hey, Robin. I just asked again on another deck. It said yes.
Oh. That's even better.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
even
you know,
better.
Good luck to all of us. The drawing is tonight. The numbers are locked in. And here we go again. Robin's number. I'm hoping that Pat wrote her numbers down. It's in your Facebook, Pat. Do you see her numbers? I just want to check before I leave. Okay, there you go. And she also has your.
That's all mine.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna try to feel it out what my numbers are, but I'm gonna get one. Then he's gonna get one.
Numbers that never come up.
Yeah,
that's good advice, Brian. Try the numbers that never win. Okay.
Hey, there's always a first time.
I know. Yeah, but it's not me.
That is true.
Yeah,
I might.
You have that
you know what? I might.
You won't win.
Yeah, that would be funny if you say, "Oh, I'm not picking these numbers," and I end up winning.
That's
that
right.
That would be my luck.
Well, don't forget your. Huh?
Pick something, Brian.
I will. I just don't know. I mean, I always have a problem with the first number. I always have problem with the first damn number. Once I get the first number, I'll write it. You know, in my head, I'm in the 40s. 42 is in my head. I know Pat has 42. That's in my head. So I'll probably go 40. I'll probably go 45 on that. You know what? Let me see. I'll pick them numbers. Okay. And the first one, it's interesting that Robin has 08 and Pat, you have 09.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go 15.
Come close to the others.
That's
mm-hmm.
true. I'm gonna go 15. Yeah.
8 was because of honey.
I was
that's how
tell
old he
you
is.
Picked 15.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go 15. My second number, Robin picked 39. Pat picked 18. I'm feeling 30s usually come up, and I know I want to hit 45. I'm gonna go 45. I feel like it's going to be 30. I really do feel like it's going to be 30, but I'm going to go 45. And I'm putting it in each of your messengers so you
messenger.
Know. 45.
Thank you.
Where am I going to go? Okay, my third number. Now, Robin chose 46. Pat chose 23. I'm going to go 25. I'll split it. I'll go 25. I'm going to go 25.
Brian, has anybody got 27?
No, actually, that's a good number, too. 27,
it is.
That comes up a lot. It does come up a lot.
My mother used to play that number on the roulette wheel.
Exactly. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to change your number to 27, Pat, or leave it like it is?
No, it's just a suggestion.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that. You know what, Pat? You're right. I'm going to change it to 27. I'm going to go 27 on it. So I got 15, 45, 27. Now my fourth, 1, 2, 3, my fourth number, 1, 2, 3. Now, Robin went crazy. Robin, I think you need to change your number. Cause you went 84. Why do I think that's too much? Why do I think 84 is too high?
It is.
Well, that was the year I was born. I said you could swap it to 48 because that would be the year mother was born. But
well, so you will have 46 and 48. Do you want that? Let me change your number.
No.
All right. Let me tell you what
you
have.
You got 45.
Brian, it only goes up to 70.
That's what I thought. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Pat. That's what I thought.
And the Powerball has to be under 20, 25 and under.
25 and under. Very good. So, Pat, wait a minute, Pat, you got 56 as a Powerball. Do you want to change that? You have 56.
I told you to change it to 23.
You went 23? No, but you already have 23. You gave me 9, 18, 23.
I know. Just switch the numbers, honey. Just switch the numbers.
Okay. Let me get right here. And 23 goes to 56, right? Okay. So you got, are you happy with those numbers, Pat? 9, 18, 56, 42, 38, 23? Is that the number?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, okay, I can't put you in here. Let me put you down here. Let me see. Pat's new number. Okay, I have you, and I'll put it in your thing. I have you at 9, 18, 56, 42, 20, 38, and a Powerball number 23. That's what I have you, Pat.
Yeah.
Robin, I have you at 8, 39, 46, 84, 60. I think you need to do new numbers, kiddo.
Yeah,
change
we could just
swap
it instead of
84 to 48. But you have 46 before that. You want 46 and 48? I mean, you could. You could, and there's nothing wrong with
that. Okay,
how about
56?
Okay, you want 56 right there. So right now I have you at 08, 39, 46, 56. What's your next? And then I have 60. I think that's too high. What's your next number after that? 56. Go ahead.
60 too high?
One, two, three. Yeah, that's too high. No, they said 70, right? You guys said 70 is a high one?
How about 70?
1, 2, 3, 4. Right, Pat? What's the highest number you can pick on the Mega?
What's
the highest number?
70.
I'm sorry? 70? Okay.
Okay.
What do you want, Robin?
And then I go 68.
68, short of 69. You're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your Powerball number?
10.
Wow. That's interesting. That's very interesting there. Okay. Now I'm going to put your new numbers. Wait. Now I have my numbers in here. I want to get rid of my numbers. Here we go. I'll put your new numbers in. Let me see what this is. This is Robin's new number here. I'm going to put it in Pat. You guys are going to see each other's number, so I'm going to put it in Pat thing. This is Robin's new number.
Okay.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 10 is the last one. Okay. And Pat's new number goes here. This is your new number, Pat. Here we go. The second one is your new number. Good thing we checked it. You are your new.
Yes.
That's your new number. Are you happy with it?
Yeah.
9-18-56-42-38-23. Interesting. You got, Robin, you got 08-39-46-56-68-10 is your power number. Interesting. All right. There you guys go. Good luck, ladies. Good luck. You can just as much as anything.
Oh, I need it.
Yeah?
Ryan,
I mean, they're
your
good
numbers.
They're good numbers. Yes. What's that, Pat?
You haven't done your numbers yet.
Yeah.
You erased them.
I always have a hard time starting it. I want to go 10. I want to go 15, but they're usually a low number. I'm going to go 15. I'm going to go 15 on that. I'm going to go 15,
okay.
27, 36, 49. Went 2, 3, 4, 2 more. Do I went to 50s? I went to 50s.
20. Oh, Rob and I both picked 56.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
We both.
29.
That
nice.
Must be a
yeah, you did.
Very auspicious number.
Yeah, you both got 56. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and my Powerball number, is the highest is 23, you said, and the Powerball number, is that the highest number?
5,
25. 20, I'll go 25 on it. That's a good number. Okay, I'm putting mine in you guys' thing, so you can check us.
Okay.
You can check all of us.
That's all going to be one ticket, right?
It'll be on one ticket, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. Okay. So if so anybody 15. Wins, we all win?
So they say, allegations. You can find me in the Caribbean, in the Virgin Islands, sipping a coconut drink. Yes. If, here's the deal. If I
we
win,
can all do that.
Yeah, if I win, I'll give you a little something, something. You know what I'm talking about? I'm giving you something. If you win, I expect you to give me something. Robin wins, you expect you to give me something. How's that? Is that good?
Brian,
that good?
I think
yeah.
It should just be overall. If one wins, we all win.
Well, yeah.
I don't know you guys that well.
Share the ticket,
do I really
Brian.
Know you? Do I really know you? Who are you people?
This is a lottery pool, Brian.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd have to buy individual tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. Don't look at my
Come
numbers.
Come on, Brian.
Okay.
One and all.
All right. I'm sending my numbers to Robin. You already got my numbers, Pat. Let me see. I'm sending my numbers to Robin. Let me see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. There you
Thank
go,
you.
Kitties. You're welcome. Like I said, they're going to draw around 10:45 California time. 10, 11, 12. Wow, it'd be 1 o'clock. No, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. 7:45 California
oh,
time.
Okay.
So it'll be 10:45. Yeah, so at 11 o'clock, you guys, you can probably check. You can check the lottery.com and see if your numbers came through. There you
it'll
go. There you go. We could all be billionaires. Then what we
I'll
do is get a lawsuit.
Shrimp.
You're right. Yeah, we get a lawsuit, then we sue Pat, get half her shit. Then we sue Robin, get half her shit. It's all mine. It's mine, I tell you. And then I see Pat going to put a spell on me, shrink my head. Yeah, go ahead and see if you can spell it, little man. Spin it, little man. Spin it, little man.
You know which head I'd be shrinking, eh?
I know. I know. That's why. I know. Oh, shit.
It reminds me of that thing, that scene in Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but he gets that first of his head, and his head shrinks like the guy next to him.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly how I'm going to look when I go live.
Hello, everybody.
All right, kids. Good luck. And the show's over, and I will see you guys. Well, tomorrow I'll be on a little later. Hopefully I'll be on, Wayne. Congratulations, you guys. We did it. Hopefully that will happen.
Yeah.
It's nice to dream for
them. I have to be at the dentist at 2 tomorrow.
You have to be at dentist at 2? Okay, we still have your numbers. We'll know if you want or not. We'll see you. 2. That means 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, 10, 11, 12. I'll be on the air before then, before you go, Pat.
Okay. Well, then I'll
be back. I'll probably come on at 11:30 my time, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30. Oh, no, you're going to be at the dentist at that time. You're going to be at the dentist.
Yeah, I am.
That's okay. I got your text. I'll send you the text. I don't have to.
If
you
wait till
1:15,
if you wait till 1:15, I'll be back.
1:15, what does that make it? 12? What? No. What does it make it? 10, 11, 12? Oh, I could do that. Because that'll be 10:15 here. 10, 11, 12. Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds good. It's earlier than today.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm in 1:15 your time.
Oh, 1:15 might. Ooh, that'd be a little late. That'd be 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, that's when Robin's going to be making dinner for her man, Ryan. You'll be just coming in.
What do you think
then I'm gonna
we're
go
doing
right into
now?
What time is it? Oh, my God, it's 6 o'clock.
It's
I didn't even know
15.
It. Wow. I got to let you guys go eat dinner. We'll play it by ear, kiddo. We'll play it by ear.
Okay.
When are you leaving?
Well,
when are you leaving?
Can have a show without me.
Well, it won't be the same, but let's see, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're leaving at 2, right?
Yeah,
10,
I have to
11,
be
12,
at 1:30. I have to leave, and then I'll be
no
back.
Oh, yeah, there's no way
by...
I'm going to make it. Yeah, there's no way I'm going to make that meeting
here by 3. I'll be back here by 3.
Well, if I can get on the air before I...
3 would be 1
o'clock.
No,
I will...
Brian, noon for you.
Yeah, it would be noon for me. If I can get on the air before you leave, I'll still be on the air when you get home because we're on for 3 hours. So
yeah,
we'll play it by
be.
Ear, kids.
Yeah,
we'll play it by ear.
Okay,
but
well,
you will know either way, you will get a text from me, a personal text going,
okay.
Damn it, we're almost there. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
I wish us all luck.
We should have wished. We should have put John in there. John had the numbers. Damn it! All right.
Do you want John numbers?
You know what? I'm gonna take John's numbers. You know, because I'm gonna get. Let me take John's number. Let me see. Let me see. How many numbers? Okay. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Okay, let me see. 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 8. That's okay. Let me have John's number.
Okay, 7.
Okay, let me see. 20. 7. Okay, 7. 20. Okay.
37.
Oh, those are good numbers. 37.
47.
47. Oh, those are excellent numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got two more.
He said 50.
50? Okay.
Yep.
And your Powerball number, or your Mega number is?
19.
Damn, those are good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are real good numbers. Those are good.
Well,
let me put it in.
Variation.
Yeah, it is. Let me put it in your. Let me put it in here so you guys will know. Let me see here. Let me see here. Hold on. Okay, there you are. All right, here's Robin. Robin, this is John's number, so you know John's number. Here you go, Robin.
Okay.
John's number's right there. Okay, let me go, Pat.
Thank you.
Pat, this is John's number right here. So John can look it up. That's your number right there, John. And there you go. John is, Pat, you should have it. 07-20-37-47-50-19. You're welcome. These are the numbers,
thank
folks.
You.
Let me see. How can we have...
Okay,
oh,
well,
okay,
good luck to us all.
That's it. All right. If I had a bet, I would have to bet on John. I like those numbers, man. I really do. If I had a bet, there's different ways to win. I like those numbers. Huh? What did John say?
He said you can buy them if you want.
I love the way you think, John. I love the way you think. I rather get a percentage because I got a feeling those are good numbers.
The percentage.
I really, because I got a feeling those are good numbers.
It's one for all?
Go.
One for all? Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
One for
bye.
All.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. And think about the good times and even the cards say we have a good chance. So think positive.
But,
see you guys later. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.